Hey, Dex, what are you doing?
Poking the bear.
Oh, now you poke the bear!
Well, listen, maybe you're a little waxed out on the weights, and you want to focus a little bit more on your cardio. I think I've got just the answer for you.
What do you got?
It's called high-intensity interval training with Coach Amy at Bear Canyon CrossFit. We're talking you can lose some body fat, you can gain some muscle, increase your cardio, increase endurance, abdominal strengthening, core training, total body workout. All of this put together could equal a total body transformation.
That's what I'm talking about. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, that sounds intimidating. Well, sure, it's a lot of work.
That's what it is.
But you should not be intimidated by this, because if I can do this, you can do this.
That's right. There's also nutritional programs available, and you could start training smarter, getting stronger, and working harder. It's all on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9:30 a.m. It's a $60 monthly membership or a $10 drop-in fee if you just want to pop in here and there.
Bear Canyon CrossFit, Eubank, and Osuna, Northeast.
That's right. 505-293-2101. Come poke the bear with us.
Okay, let's see where to start.
Wake up!
Please stand by for a very important announcement.
Monday's back.
We bring you this special radio broadcast.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
Y'all ready for the big show?
I hate Mondays.
I don't work Mondays.
Say what?
Talk about a case of the Mondays.
Listen, I say we don't air this show.
Monster Mash.
Graveyard Smash.
No.
Yeah, but what are you doing here at the end with us?
Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Are you ready to go?
That's not. It goes. It was a mash.
The scene was rocking away.
He did the monster mash.
Yes, we were the mash.
It was a graveyard.
It was a graveyard smash.
It never goes. It never goes.
Yes, it does. It does. It goes.
He got on chains backed by his baying hounds.
You were so dumb.
It does. Look up the song.
No. It goes like this. What you gonna do?
It's time to get up.
We are go for launch.
Showtime.
Tell me, baby, I wanna know. Come on, baby, I wanna know. Have you seen this dance that the zombies do? They've got some mixed-up steps.
Zombie stomp?
Like,
is that what this is?
Wow, it's still going.
Good morning. It is Monday, October 17th. It is 6:07 in the a.m.
High today of 81 degrees. I'm not liking this heat, man. Yeah. It's fall.
It's hot everywhere, too. But I think there's a cold front coming through this week that's going to normalize it.
Yep. By Wednesday.
Yep. 60s, possibly?
Yeah. Wednesday, they're saying 71, and then it's going to lower down as we get closer to the weekend.
Oh, live line's open. 585-LIVE. 585-5483. That's where you can shoot us a text, or you can call us at 338-3700. Big show today. 4 week. Get things underway.
Yeah?
I'd like to give a big shout out to Jack Jeter.
Too late, man.
Jack, I'm sorry.
He's not awake right now.
Dedicating the show to you, buddy.
Chrissy let him take the day off because he was so upset. So he's not going to school today.
Oh, I'm the worst.
My son turned 13 years old this weekend.
Nice.
The only time he'll ever become a teenager.
It's true.
We had a family gathering. Just family, but he also wanted his family, the Lots and the Tots.
Fail! Guess who
Lots were there.
Up. Yeah.
Lots were there.
Lots were there.
Even Johnny Danger.
They just live right down the street.
Yeah. Well, you live right down the street, too. You're just further.
Yeah. It's true. But it's a long drive, you know, and I got that spare tire.
Don't worry,
on.
Buddy. I covered for you. That's exactly what I told him. I said, they live far away. And he said,
Do the Tots just say they're going to go to things and never go?
Oh, my gosh.
I said, what? Come on, man. This was the second day in a row that they weren't supposed to be at something. And they were. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Barbecue at Bill's on Saturday. Bill said, yeah, Dex said they're coming.
Okay, that Bill, I didn't say that. I said, thank you for the invite. Let me check with my wife. I never said I was coming.
Yeah, sure.
I felt really pumped.
Sure.
That was so very sweet.
Little Jack apparently was just
13.
Just looking out the window.
I was bummed, dude. Honestly, the party started at 6, and at like, it was 6, it was 6:10, 6:20, 6:25. And he looks at me and says, the invite said 6, right?
Because nobody was showing
no
up.
No one had shown up. Not a single person. I figured it was because the Dallas game was going on. And so most people were late because they were watching the Cowboys. Yeah. That's seriously what everybody said. I was like, well, you know, we were watching it over here. Probably could have just, I don't know, been on time and not broken a teenager's soul.
I'm gonna have to really get him a better present.
Ah, life lesson.
I mean,
he's good.
That $5 that I got him for his birthday, I'm not sure if that's gonna fly anymore. I better put those Hinkle Family Fun Center passes back.
Oh man,
and the CDs that I got.
Good luck, man. Uncle Matt saved the day. He's a hero.
Hey, here's the thing. Don't feel bad because Chrissy was late.
Yeah. Chrissy and Luke were like an hour late. Yeah.
Ugh.
Maybe even an hour and a half, Chrissy and Luke. Luke had games.
I really just assumed that there was going to be a ton of people there. And yeah. Then my wife bails.
I guess the difference is Chrissy spent the day with Jack and let him know that, hey, obviously Luke has games, so I want to hang out with you today since your dad's going to have to take care of the party tonight. But don't worry, all your friends will be there that you invited, like the Tots and...
He's making you feel.
He does love hanging out with Landon.
He really does. It was a family party. We didn't invite friends, but he was like, "No."
What kind of cake did you guys have?
He actually went and ordered everything himself, and I was very surprised because he got these like yellow and orange autumn cupcakes that were really good.
Wow!
He not only did he pick the colors and everything, but then he like set them up, like he made this tower of cupcakes. It was pretty great. I was very proud of him.
Good for him.
He was just so excited for you guys.
So sorry, Jack.
He's asleep.
But Thursday we'll get together.
Even Uncle Scotty was there. Okay. I mean, come on, man.
I saw that picture. Uncle Scotty was there. Your mom was there.
My sister called from Arizona. My father-in-law, our papa, he was camping, and he FaceTimed from the mountains. Like, he found service. I mean, people found a way, you know? So great. So great.
I'm blaming my wife.
It's okay.
It's her fault.
No, man. You guys live on the other end of the world.
It's okay. It is a long ways.
It is. Have you ever mapped it out miles-wise?
It's like 50 miles.
It's at least 3 or 4 miles.
It takes about 50 minutes to get
like
there.
3 or 4
right?
Miles.
Is that what you said, 15 minutes?
Yeah. 3 or 4 miles.
Guys, I have a spare tire right now. And
that's why we're going to the gym today.
Hey-o! Well, no, not that. I can't afford a tire for my car, so I have to wait till Thursday to buy a tire.
We need the Starmie to come through for you.
No, it's Thursday I get paid. Hopefully I'll be able to afford one tire.
Did you not get the email about our paychecks?
Oh, no.
They're getting delayed for a week.
Yeah, just delayed.
That's great. Well,
but
big show today.
They said just radio. Heinz Ketchup once said, good things come to those who wait.
Can we try to call Jack this morning so I can apologize?
He's really asleep.
Well, in a little while.
Let's wake him up. It's part of adulthood.
I mean, he has a teenager now. I have a teenager, guys.
Isn't that crazy?
13.
Man.
Yeah, we were kind of freaking out last night. Family was over.
Yeah.
Mom! I'm not a baby anymore.
He's going to change.
Nah, Jack's good.
Especially after, you know, the Toth's not showing up.
I know. Maybe it's better this way.
It probably is.
Good grief. What a weekend, guys.
Yeah, Tao and real. We have to share our weekend because it was so stressful.
Let down the homeless.
We did.
We really let them down.
Tao and I let down the homeless. We let down the Albuquerque
Rescue as a collective?
Mission.
We did it in a grand old fashion.
It was awful.
If we're going to let somebody down, we let them
go
down.
Go big or go home.
Should we wait
unless
for
you
the
have
story?
No home.
Or
maybe
should we
so.
Do it now?
No, okay. Let's wait. Let's Nobody's wait. Awake right now. Jack Jeter's not even awake right now.
It's true.
This story that we're going to share was... I mean, I haven't gone through something like this in a long time.
Hey, but you know what? I was working here. You guys were working out and about. And I will say, I was like, man, I should just get there now. Like, I should just... But I couldn't because I was like, I'm in the middle of doing shows. And so I was like, I got to get down there. I'm willing to bet they just didn't blah, blah, whatever it was in my brain. And then it was like, nope, bad power. It absolutely had nothing to do with you guys.
No.
And I was like... Proud.
Dude, we follow the directions like to a T.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel, our operations guy, we'll talk about
we'll
it.
Talk
you didn't,
about
yeah,
it.
You didn't let the community down.
Yeah, we did.
We'll see about
the
that.
The homeless still have no homes.
We'll put up a poll later.
Okay.
Coming up this morning on the show, if you're a fan of The Voice, huh? Are you guys still watching?
Yeah,
no. I haven't been watching either.
Yeah.
But I did get caught up this morning because coming up at 7:20 from Team Alicia Keys.
Ooh. Ooh.
We have Way McDonald on the show. You guys remember Way McDonald?
No.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel.
That's all you get right now.
Oh.
Little tease for you.
Sounded beautiful.
Yeah.
Also coming up this morning at 8:50 from The Voice, Sundance Head.
Theo. What?
Nope, Sundance Head.
Sundance Kid?
Nope, Sundance Head.
Butch Cassidy.
I've been loving you a little too long.
It's a good voice.
Oh, I can't stop now.
He's from Team Blake.
Oh, baby.
Little tease for you. 8 a.m., Linya Heitzik will be joining us in studio. Reload Love. Something's happening over in the Middle East. Something over in Iraq, right, with refugees that
Dude,
we need to talk about?
Yeah, I'm very excited for her to come in.
Yep. Reload Love. This is the organization that takes bullet casings, they melt them down, and they make jewelry out of them. And then the money they make off of that goes to build playgrounds in war-torn areas and all over the world, but usually like Middle East, right? I mean, mm-hmm. That's where most of it's happening. So they build playgrounds, and they're helping refugees. So... There's somebody is contributing a big donation, and they're trying to match that so they can double it to help these children who are fleeing for their lives right now over there. So we'll give you all the information so you guys can pass it on, or if you want to help out, 8 a.m., Lenya Heitzik will be joining us. Let's see, 5 tips this morning to survive a politically divided household.
Oh, man.
Politics. Should we be discussing politics in the house? Probably not. My wife and I, we almost got into a fight about a week ago. It was during the first presidential debate. We started getting into a big argument.
When you tell me that you and Leslie almost get in a fight, I get so worried about you because I'm just scared she's going to get like that. That energy, and then boom, hit you, and then you're gonna call me, and it's gonna sound like Blair Witch, and then I'm gonna have to call Steve-O, and I'm gonna say we gotta get over there, and Steve-O's gonna say I don't know, I've got baseball, and I'm gonna say leave the diamond, I'm coming to pick you up.
There's a reason why I wear turtlenecks now, so I don't show the bruises. Sorry. Okay. Let's see what else is coming up on the show. A guy breaks into a house to rescue a dog from a fire.
How do we have jobs?
I don't know. Because of the dump button. That's why. Thank you. Thank you for that dump button.
We call it the grace button here at the Christian station.
Also, the 10 rudest things you can do when you're a guest in someone's house. What do you think? If you're a guest in someone's house, what shouldn't you do?
Say you're going to go to a birthday party for a teenager and not show up.
Oh, no. Gosh. Now, this is right into that. Okay. This is when you're at the house.
Oh.
Let me give you an example.
What?
Going into the refrigerator and just helping yourself to the food.
Yeah, but if you're a guest and you're staying there, like you're
not staying there, but like you're just hanging out maybe it is a party or just a get together. You're a guest. If I was a guest,
it depends on your level of guesthood.
Yeah, that's true. I like that.
That's true.
Because
I would say if you're a first time guest.
Oh, if you're I'd say first, maybe second time guest. It's still a little.
Should you get into the refrigerator?
I lived with Steve-O, and then yesterday before I got in the refrigerator, I said, "Do you have any drinks I could have?"
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then I asked, or then I opened the refrigerator. I didn't just dive in.
Yeah. So if you're a guest,
that was our fridge.
Probably shouldn't just break at into one point. The refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we'll talk about that.
Okay.
We never even had a chance to cover the Batman story.
Batman story.
Remember in the UK?
Oh, yes.
I thought we did.
No, we tried to, but then the dad...
Oh, yeah.
...called in whose son got chased by the creepy clown with a knife.
I had creepy clown dreams this weekend, and I think it was because of the fact that it happened in, my neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's a little scary to me at this point.
Did you get rid of your clown costume so they can't find you?
Basically.
Okay.
No, man, I'm telling you. It's weird. My kids hang out in that neighborhood, you know? I don't know. Just getting a little weird.
Now that Jack Jeter is a teenager, he's either going to fight back or become a clown.
Whoa.
Clowns. I feel sorry for those clowns on the West Side, because that dad...
Yeah,
he is out for blood.
Clown blood.
Orange blood.
He's going to be punching that clown, softly singing to him, "The tears of a clown when no one's around." And that clown's going to be like, "I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a clown."
Also, today it's Monday. So what's your Monday mindset? Anything happen over the weekend, Starmy, you want to share? Something at church or
Tex and I need encouragement.
Yeah, no kidding. We're never going to be allowed to go out together ourselves. We're going to need a chaperone.
Not one more time.
I can't wait to share the story coming up later. Let's see. Today is October 17th, 114 years ago in 1902. The first Cadillac was completed in Detroit. Oh, 85 years ago, in 1931, Al Capone was convicted of income tax evasion, and sentenced to 11 years in prison. He was released 8 years later and spent the rest of his life invalid, crippled by syphilis.
Invalid.
Thank you. Capone died a powerless recluse in 1947. What? How old is Rogue One star Felicity Jones today? Mm.
Oh, man, I'm excited about that one. Let's see. She is 28.
29. 33. Mm. Our very own Holly Holm is celebrating a birthday today.
Nice. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. Where was I? I think I was in the airport getting ready to go to New York, and I thought I saw Holly Holm. It was not her.
Oh.
The way I knew it wasn't her is because her arms weren't muscly, but in the face, this lady looked just like her.
Really?
So does she have a sister? Or something. I mean, they looked so similar. It was unbelievable.
How 34. 34?
Hmm. 38.
35 today.
I'm sorry.
Ziggy Marley.
Is that Bob's son?
Son? Yep.
32.
45.
48.
Oh.
What?
Mike Judge.
Oh, wow. 55.
51.
54.
So close.
So close, yet so far away. Anything else you guys want to talk about this morning on the show?
Well, the Cubbies are...
Oh,
did they win? Did they win? Dude, last night's game, I got to say, Clayton Kershaw, L.A. Dodgers.
Sam Smart.
One of the greatest pitchers of our time. I think he is the best pitcher currently.
Really?
He did something last night against the Cubbies that hasn't been done since 1918.
What?
We've got to talk about this.
All right. Headlines on the way. We'll check the roads. Monday Mindset. Hit us up, Starmie. 585-5483. Shoot us a text. We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
An attack on a local Republican headquarters in North Carolina.
According to state GOP officials, the explosion caused major damage inside the Hillsborough, North Carolina office. Outside, a threat was scrawled on a building nearby, saying Nazi Republicans, leave town or else.
Battleground tracker poll shows Hillary Clinton with momentum in places that may decide the election. Now a 6-point lead in battleground states. Women voters the reason. Her support is up 10 points in those states.
More emails damaging the Clinton campaign have been released by WikiLeaks.
Former acting CIA director Mike Morrell, a Hillary Clinton supporter, says he's worried about the alleged involvement of the Russians in throwing the election for Donald Trump.
I cannot remember a single time in American history where the American government has accused another government of trying to interfere in our election.
The former acting CIA director was quoting the intelligence community, which has said the Russians are trying to disrupt the U.S. election. The Justice Department is said to be investigating.
Pope Francis has canonized 7 new saints.
Well, good morning. 6:36.
High today of... I've already forgotten. 80. Well, now it's 83. God.
What?
Make up your mind, the Weather Channel.
Come on, weather. Nothing going on right now. You guys get ready to get out there and do your thing. Be careful. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Monday Mindset. Where's your mind, Starmie? You can shoot us a text. 505-585-5483. Let us know. How was your weekend? Tao and I had quite the ordeal on Saturday morning. We're going to share that coming up after 7. We let the homeless down big time.
We let the homeless down. We left Joanne. What was her name? Joanna?
Johanna. Yeah.
We left her down. Albuquerque Rescue Mission got let down.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A lot of people got let down.
All because of us, too, right here.
Just us.
Right here.
Just living that life, doing our thing.
See? That's why we need
to
see
our thing. I'm sorry.
Letting people down.
We're never going to do anything. We're never going to say, or Tao and I will go. No. It's the three of us, okay? It's the three of us. That's why God put us together.
But I was stuck here working, too.
Well, we need to change that.
Okay.
We're going to change it this week.
Going to make a
new
change.
Person.
Yeah, see? We got a new person that we just hired.
New person can't start till the end of the month.
They can't start till the end of the month?
Yeah, so I'm still...
I thought that was this week.
Working.
Didn't he say this week?
We don't have anything going on.
Wait, but is this the last Saturday? No, there's 5 weekends in October.
Do we have anything going on?
Nothing.
Yeah, see, we're good. Just if anybody comes to us and says, hey, can you and Tao do this? Be like, nope, Steve-O has to.
We can't do
Steve-O
nothing.
Steve-O can't, then we can't, because it's in our contract.
You say, shut up, y'all dumb.
Mm-hmm. Big show today. We have some contestants from The Voice. Way McDonald and Sundance Head will be on the show this morning.
Way McDonald's the one that sang so low, and then she started talking. She was like, hi, guys.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yep, that's her.
Dude.
I think she's going to win it.
She very well could.
She's great.
Who was that girl? The one that I called to win was that girl that had, I just remember she had like, her voice sounded like fire. Mm. And she had so much stage presence. She was there like one of the very first episodes.
I don't remember. I haven't been watching.
I'm the Green Goblin.
Forever. 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 Forever.
Thank you, Squints.
Wow.
Wait, I want to do it again. Prepare that again. This will be the best news ever and forever.
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 Forever. Drama. Ben Affleck and Kevin Hart took the top two spots at the box office this weekend.
Mm.
That's right. His new movie, The Accountant, opened at the top of the box office with $24.7 million. Will it be audited? Probably. Mm. Kevin Hart, What Now?, finished second with $12 million. It's an actual concert film, but it's mixed with fictional scenes of Kevin and Halle Berry as spies.
Mm. I haven't even seen the trailer for that.
Who knows? I saw a poster for it in New York. That's the most I've seen. Yeah, rounding out the top five, Girl on the Train, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, and Deepwater Horizon.
What? How about Priceless? Did it make... Where's that?
You know that it had a very limited release. It wasn't released in theaters nationwide. No, it was a very limited release. So it was only a few cities.
I thought it was. And so I was excited thinking it was going to at least make the top 10 because...
No,
because
I think one of you... It might have been you. One of you said, in theaters everywhere. And I almost corrected you, but we were talking to the guy, and then he didn't correct you, so I didn't know what to say. But it said in all of our information it was a limited release.
I want
to
see how much it made.
Well, it's priceless.
It's playing in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They probably arranged that, because they know they have a ton of friends here. Love
it's,
the guys.
Yeah. Only at one theater, but yeah.
It only played at one theater?
It's only playing in one theater in Albuquerque.
Okay. It made $703,000.
Really?
I guess that's pretty good for 303 theaters.
Wow. That's tiny. Considering normally it's like, what, 1,500 theaters, something like that? A couple thousand?
The Accountant opened in 3,332 theaters.
Wow.
So you know what? That's pretty good.
So it opened in a tenth of the theaters. That's great. Okay.
I wonder how much you're like... Your like Marvel movie or your DC or your like your Harry Potter. I wonder how many theaters those, because those are like the ones that are like theaters everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder what did he say what the budget was when we talked to
what's your
Luke?
Budget?
I thought Luke mentioned what the budget was.
He did. He said it was
3 or 4 million.
Yeah, low millions.
So that's pretty good. So it opening weekend 703,000. You know it's gonna. They're going to make so much money off that.
Well, the deal with a lot of these Christian movies I've noticed is not to sort it into one whatever, but they make a lot of their money on home video, DVD, Blu-ray release.
It'll be huge.
They make a lot of their money that way. So I'm sure that it'll be in a limited release in theaters right now, and then they'll put it out, and that's where a lot of the money will come back is when people can buy it.
There are 10 pages of reviews. On Fandango, and I finally got to page 4, and it was all 5 stars until this one. This is the first 3-star.
What is it
so far? Everybody's like, boom, boom, boom.
Great
Let's
movie.
See.
Yeah.
The 3-star. Yeah, all 5 stars. Good story, slow movie. Movie has a great story and would be suitable for teenagers. I'm glad the subject is being brought to film. However, the movie is slow and at times boring.
Well, maybe that person's boring.
The synopsis pretty much tells you what the entire movie is about. They didn't give much backstory, and the main character didn't show much about the other girls being held. Disappointed, we didn't see much regarding the main characters coming into faith. Movie was very safe, but so much that it didn't feel emotionally involved by the acting.
Okay. So, you know that movie Don't Breathe, that scary one with the blind guy?
Rah, yeah. Oh, gosh.
So that opened up in 612 theaters.
Okay.
And it grossed $670,000. So, priceless. It opened up in 303 theaters and grossed $703,000.
Don't Breathe has been out for a while, and I think this is how many theaters it's currently playing in. And this is how much it made over
the
weekend.
So that wasn't the opening week?
No.
Okay.
Because it had a huge release.
Did it?
That's the one with the guy that wanted to play Cable, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think they did pretty well.
I agree with that.
Yeah, if you missed it, hit the podcast. We talked to Luke and Joel.
Luke.
And Joel is the star in Priceless.
checking Rotten Tomatoes. According to Fandango, 214 fan ratings. It's got a 4.5 out of 5 stars.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's
pretty good. Because, honestly, normally what happens is people are hyped about it, and they go to these faith-based films, and then if it's bad, oh, they're honest. So,
yeah. Getting good reviews. Good stuff. Good job.
This is not priceless.
Audience score on Priceless, there's no tomato meter yet.
Tomato.
But according to the audience score, it's scoring a 90% right now.
All right, good.
That's really good.
90%.
Now, again, that's just audience score. That's zero critic score. You know, there's
not about the critics, man. It's all about the audience.
Who cares about the critics? All right, let's get back into our news. Production company owned by Disney was fined $2 million over the accident that injured Harrison Ford on the set of The Force Awakens. Corey Feldman is deeply sorry for dropping an American flag during his second Today performance. I think we saw he just got really excited and had no idea what he was doing some more.
Yeah, he did. Man, that guy, he's an artist. Oof.
A new study found the average person gets frustrated by technology 41,000 times in their life. 65% have experienced tech rage. 50% have yelled at their phone or computer. And 16% have been reduced to tears. I've yelled at my phone recently. The other day I yelled at my phone.
Why are you doing this to me?
It was like, just work. And then, it's not the phone's fault.
My wife yells at her phone.
It's usually like a water on my thumb or something like that. The sensor won't pick up. And I'm like, what are you doing? And
I have a water on my thumb right now. Wipe it off.
Steve-O, have you experienced tech rage?
On the huge. Less so. No, I shouldn't say less so.
How's that iPhone 7 treating you?
I really enjoy it, but when we were in New York, there were a few times where I wanted to show something, but didn't have my lightning earbuds and just couldn't play anything because the stupid lightning adapter took away.
Wait, what do you mean?
The headphone jack. Like if I want, hey, you got to listen to this, but not actually through the phone. Here, let's. I can't plug in normal headphones.
You got to get those Blu-ray headphones.
If anybody wants to, well, that's the problem. Is regardless if you don't have a specialty set of headphones. Like, Teo's got his earbuds in, right? He couldn't plug him into my phone, you know?
Well, I heard if you take a drill,
You should try
right
that.
You
just need a 3.5-inch bit.
I'll send you a video, and there actually is a hole in there. You just have to
drill in there,
that part out.
Get it done.
No.
It done indeed.
Not happening.
A recent survey of 2,000 single women found 75%. Want to pick out their own engagement ring.
Wow.
The ideal amount of time to date before you propose is just over 2 years, and 25% would say no to a proposal if it wasn't good enough. You better get it right.
So 75% of women want to pick out their own engagement ring.
Man, they say that. Well, not trying to be dumb, but if the dude really does his due diligence and then can find a ring that the girl really does like, and it's of his own effort, then I think that goes way farther.
Right. I agree. Dudes, but I agree wholeheartedly. It's like, are you kidding me? No. Wouldn't that cheapen it a little?
Girl, pick out your own ring, girl. I'll be over here on my phone on Facebook. It's back by popular demand. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you Bob Dylan Theater, Part 2.
In honor of Bob Dylan winning the Nobel Prize, we present Bob Dylan Theater. Bob Dylan performs famous quotes, Scarface.
Say hello to my little friend.
Top Gun.
Feel the need. The need for speed.
Forrest Gump.
My mama always said, life. It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
This has been Bob Dylan Theater. And join us next time when Arnold Schwarzenegger performs Hamlet.
Can't wait for that.
No, God.
You know what's funny is you've actually, if you grew up watching cool movies as a kid, we've seen Arnold Schwarzenegger perform Hamlet in a movie called Last Action Hero.
I haven't seen
to
that.
To be or not to be. And then he like lights a grenade with a cigar and throws it and not to be.
Okay.
Arnold!
A new survey found 52% of us are somewhat or significantly stressed out about the election. And you're more likely to be stressed if you're on social media, of course. 54% of people who use sites like Facebook are stressed, compared to 45% of people who don't. So I guess if the election's really getting to you, just get off Facebook.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Yeah.
I'm Teo.
I honestly have spent little to no time on social media in the last few weeks, probably because of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I didn't really post a whole lot of photos in New York or because I just didn't, I don't know.
I hear you. And speaking of politics, we're going to give you 5 tips to survive a politically divided household.
Ooh, excited about that.
Muy importante.
Mm.
Someone estimated what it would cost to build a real Death Star. Let's just say that not even if Donald Trump is worth what he actually says he's worth, not even close.
Really?
It's not going to happen.
Man, it's too bad. Wait.
The amount? You ready for this? 22,452,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, it's way more than that.
It's a million.
Septillion?
This is a million.
Trillion.
This is a million. This is a billion. This is a trillion. So, 22 quintillion.
Wow. To build a Death Star?
22 quintillion, 452 quadrillion dollars.
Gosh.
I don't know if that's the right way to say it. That's not the right way to say it.
No, you got it. Million, billion, fillion, Nathan.
Nathan. This is only for the shell.
What?
That's just the shell. Meaning you'd have to spend another frightening sum to make it to a functional weapon.
Yeah, but let's be honest. If you are, in fact, Emperor Palpatine, and you have the galaxy at your disposal, money is no object.
So the Death Star was like a planet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Size of a planet.
Well, or a moon.
That's no moon. That's no moon.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts. So even though we could never, ever, ever, ever come close to building our own Death Star, it reminds us that the Empire was extremely well-financed.
Yeah, they were.
But if you think about it, I mean, they were spread all across the galaxy.
Yep.
They were on the take from every planet system in that galaxy.
You're on to something, Tails.
Hey,
can we do a whole segment where we just all talk like Bob Dylan?
No.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Let's do it. You sound like Bob SpongeBob. You sound like SpongeBob Dylan.
SpongeBob Dylan?
That's you.
All right, guys.
All along the watchtower, Patrick.
All right.
I think you've made a new character. Two people you've never heard of have joined the cast of Stranger Things
Season 2.
Did you guys read that article about how Stranger Things Season 2 was already, like, they had already given it the green light before Stranger Things even hit the internet?
Yep.
Pretty smart. Awesome.
It's a popular show on Netflix.
Yeah. The characters Will and Steve have been upgraded to series regulars.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I'm a fan. Sadie Sink and Dacre Montgomery.
That dude's from Dacre Montgomery.
How do we say his
Power
name?
Rangers.
Really?
Oh, yeah. From the movie?
Yeah.
The new one?
Yeah.
They've joined the drama from the Duffer Brothers, while breakout Joey Keery and Noah Schnapp have been upped from recurring characters to series regulars. So that's pretty fun. Gosh. Okay, we had somebody on the live line text in and said, hey, I've got a Stranger Things theory. And then they didn't say anything else. Well, I'm going to reply to him. Well,
sure would like to know.
Let's hear it.
We would like to know.
Okay, I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Keep doing it. Just keep doing it, man.
Let it go.
If you can't get it right the first time, you just keep doing it.
All
right.
Probably go to break.
Yeah, I think that's all for now.
Monday Mindset.
Yes.
585 Live.
We got a Monday Mindset on the live line. We'll share coming up.
Also, Tao and I had a catastrophic Saturday morning.
The worst. Yeah.
Share that. We have a couple contestants from The Voice. 7:20, we'll talk to Way McDonald from Team Alicia.
And then at 7:30, we're going to talk to Way Protein.
All right, we'll be right back. Hang out.
Attention station employees, if you happen to see Jarrett Petro wandering around on campus, please direct him to Solomon's porch. His family is worried about him. They lost him somewhere in Santa Fe, and it's been a 3 days journey since they've seen him. Thank you.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
We had a very Darrison, but let's go ahead, Terrence Chase, and look for the bet. They had the pet.
Good morning.
That's how I feel every day.
I looked at it. I was like, oh, man, we're going. Oh, geez. Okay, we're off. Hello. 7:12.
High today of 83 degrees.
Take a look at that traffic road. Traffic.
Did you guys know that two major highways intersect in the heart of Albuquerque? Did you know?
I did. It's called the Big Eye.
Well, here's the thing. Everything's looking great at the Big Eye right now.
Good.
That's traffic.
Welcome to the program, everybody. Hello, America.
Hey,
Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Tia.
Coming up here at 7:20, we're about 7 minutes away from this young lady right here.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Nope.
That's what you thought.
Her name is Way.
Sun
Way McDonald.
In the sky, you know how I feel.
She is from The Voice.
Gosh.
Oh, drifting on by, you know how I feel.
I do.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day.
Sing it, Way.
It's a new life for me.
Ooh. How you feeling?
Oh.
That was Alicia.
Hey, and I'm feeling good.
Oh, 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 man.
That was like everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody turned around.
Nice job. Nice job.
Yeah. Of a pie. You know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine. I know how I feel.
Yeah.
It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life.
So that's Way McDonald from The Voice. That was her audition. And I wish we could have kept watching because I just assumed I put in for all these voice interviews and then nobody hit me back until... That was like 2 weeks ago I did that.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, oh, I guess we're not going to get anything. So I stopped watching. So I don't know where Way's at. I guess she's battling it out right now.
Well, she was battling Lauren Diaz. Remember Lauren Diaz? She was the one that was a music teacher that was the crazy Alicia Keys fan. Oh. And so Alicia picked her and it was like, girl, you're going all the way. She went up against Lauren Diaz, Way did. And in the battle rounds, and Alicia Keys had to pick one. And of course, you assume she's going to go with the crazy Alicia Keys girl. Yeah. She went with Way. Mm. She chose Way. So
no way.
Yes. Yes, Way.
Good morning. Hello?
Go ahead.
Are you there?
Hi.
Wait, is this Way?
Yes.
Way, we were just talking about you.
Hey.
We were just recapping everybody about, we just played a clip from your audition on The Voice, which was beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So then we're going to be honest, we kind of fell off from watching The Voice.
Well, I didn't completely fall off because I'm a huge, huge Alicia Keys
fan. Are we talking to the same person that we just heard sing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Tao,
our boy Tao, he does not watch, so he had no idea. We've already done this at the blinds, man. Everybody did this.
Way, you have an incredible voice.
Thank you.
I don't believe that this is the same person.
It's the same person.
So, Way, will you kind of...
I'm the same person, I promise.
That's incredible.
Will you take us through what happened after the audition? So you made it on a Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, man.
Which was your first choice. And tell us what happened after that.
Oh, God. It was just, after that, it was a lot of emotions. I was really overwhelmed with, like, what am I going to do now? Like, how do I have to act? How do I have to really be with her? Just, does she know that I like this? And does she know that I'm going to do this? And what if I'm not what she expects? And then I kind of let all of that go. Mm-hmm. And she's really, like, a really big sister. And she's amazing.
Yeah.
And just working with her is so awesome. She's a sweetheart. Like, she's the best person I've met.
I got to tell you, Teo and I were just in New York for New York Comic Con, and we were like out and about because we're in New Mexico. We're far away. We don't normally get to trek it out to the East Coast like that. So we were out there, and I'm telling you, I am the biggest Alicia Keys fan. The one night we decide to stay in, we're like, we're tired, we're covering Comic Con.
Oh, you missed the concert.
We missed the concert. I had no idea.
Don't you brag about it, Wade.
No idea. And all of a sudden, friends were like texting us saying, dude, she just brought out Jay-Z. Dude, John Mayer. And I'm like, I am in Brooklyn and I want to cry. So,
did you go?
Unfortunately, I didn't. I was with my family, and we were in Virginia, and we were somewhere else. And I knew we were supposed to go, but then, you know, there's just like a couple family things we had to go to, and I was like, "Dang it! I'm sending my love from afar.
Oh man,
sending my love, heals my love as I send it."
Wonderful.
I gotta know, man, because Lauren Diaz, she was like, you know, you see her backstory, and it's like, hi, it's because of Alicia Keys that I'm a singer, and I'm all Alicia Keys, Alicia Keys, Alicia Keys. And then next thing you know, you're like pitted against Alicia Keys' number one fan in the battle rounds. Was there any fear that she was just gonna roll with Lauren because, well, it's like her number one fan?
I was honestly like, the way that we think about things as contestants, like, we're a big family. Like, we're a big bunch of weirdos. And we definitely, we look at this like, it's such a hard moment that we want everybody to succeed. Like, we don't know what's going to happen because we know how this show is. And we definitely know, like, whoever we think is going to win might not win.
Right.
So, we're trying to keep, like a clear mind because it sucks. Because although we're a big family, the main thing that we always have to remember is, like, this is still a competition, and we know regardless of what happens, one of us is going to stay on her team and one of us isn't. So, yeah, it's kind of scary, but,
right.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, you get through it because, you know, you have to remember what you're here for.
Right.
I love that.
Go ahead.
Do you have something you want to
yeah, add? I wanted to know, like, obviously, you've thrown down some phenomenal songs already, but do you have that back pocket song that you're just saving? Like, this is the one I'm just going to rule the world with.
Oh, God. I might have a couple songs that, like, I might deal with that, but I'm not going to tell you which ones that they are.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Good.
Okay.
So you're ready. We're talking with Wade McDonald from The Voice. Now, during your audition, well, after your audition, you talked a little bit about how you were bullied in school and how tough that was for you. I know there's a lot of people, maybe kids listening right now, that are going through that, and they have a dream, just like you have a dream of doing what you love, which is singing. What would you say to those kids that are getting bullied right now? How did you deal with all that?
The main thing that I did was I coped through music. But for people who don't necessarily have that mechanism to go run to music if they don't have anybody to run to, with me, I always remember, like, the people who are bullying you, they're hurting too.
Yeah.
Like, the reason why that they're being mean to you is because you're such a strong person, and they feel like they have to knock you down because they're insecure about themselves. And just know that if they're bullying you about anything, just know that that's one of the most beautiful things about you.
And I think that's what is so beautiful about you, Wei, is that you stand out. You're so unique than everybody else. Your voice definitely stands out compared to the other contestants. I told Teo and Steve-O.
He did.
That you're going to win the
he
voice.
He did.
You're going to win.
During the blinds, he said it.
You're going to win. And I called it last year, by the way.
He
or
did.
Last season I did.
Yeah. Yep. Keep bragging. Go ahead.
Allison?
Yep, I called Allison.
He called Allison on the blinds when we had her on the show during the blinds. He said she is going to win, and she did. And you were his pick this year.
So
there we no go. Pressure.
He called it last year, and then he kept calling Allison, and then there was a restraining order.
Stop
well,
it.
We don't want to talk about that. We're not allowed to go there.
Wait, we're so stoked for you. You keep doing amazing things. You have a phenomenal voice, and I think it's character that shines through. Even, you know, in a singing competition like The Voice, when you have an opportunity to see these people behind the scenes, I got to say, you have a beautiful character about you. And I have boys about your age, and I think it's awesome that they can look and see somebody succeeding with great character like you, so yeah. Thank you for that.
Thank you for having me. It's fun.
Well, yes. Real quick, Wei, tell us what we can look forward to. I guess, is it tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's more battle rounds, and then the week after that is definitely going to be the knockout.
Oh, man.
Which is definitely scary because after the knockouts is a live show, so this is kind of our last chance to be like, oh, yeah, we really want to be on your team, so have us on your team so we can make it to the live show. This is kind of our last, like, hurrah, like, please.
Nice.
You're going to win, Wei. Don't worry
You're
about
gonna
it.
You're going to win. Hey, coming up later on, we're going to be interviewing Sundance Head. Have you had a chance to hang out with him at all behind the scenes?
I love Sundance so much. I love his family. Sundance is like the biggest ball of energy. Like, I love him so much.
What should we ask him when we interview him? Is there something we could throw out at him that might take him by surprise?
Throw out at him. Nothing that I can say. Nothing.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably smart. There you go.
I love it.
Well, you're going to do great. We're rooting for you, and you're a beautiful, beautiful girl.
Tell Alicia I said hi. I love her so much. I just love her so
Stop.
Much.
Stop. Both of you.
Tell her.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you, Wei.
Sun in the sky.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
That was Wei McDonald. This is her right here from her audition on The Voice.
Dude, Teo. You literally did what all of the judges did. Because she sang this, and then she was like, hi. And everyone's like, what?
Yeah.
Hi. That was hilarious.
That's not the same. I still don't think it's the same.
Isn't that crazy?
The script writers have thrown in a twist.
Yeah, here's Wei talking about being bullied.
Isn't she like 16 or 17?
She is 17.
Yeah, she's only 17, man.
I was bullied for the longest time, and I was ashamed of who I was.
It's the scariest thing in the world to feel alone, but you're definitely not. You have four people that are about to, trust me, go ham to get you on their team. So you got a friend in all of us, and hopefully a coach in me.
Thank you.
Here's what Alicia Keys had to say about that.
You came to this show to meet me.
Dang!
Oh, Alicia.
I'm not playing. I'm not joking. I'm so serious, and I'm serious in a place in my heart. I was working on music, trying to figure out who I am, and how could people stop telling me to try to fit in everybody else since I was 14 years old? I don't want to be like anybody else, and I don't want you to be like anybody else.
Mm.
You were born to show people what love sounds like.
I love you, Alicia!
And it's beautiful. It sounds like you have a very solid, strong family that's behind you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Wei McDonald, 17 years old from Harlem, New York. She just talked to us. She's going to win. Mark my words.
You really think she's going to win?
Well, so far, nobody else really stood out to me.
Yeah, that's true.
Tomorrow, we have two more contestants from The Voice.
Oh, man. What's going to be interesting is, as we watch, if these are people who have already been eliminated, because you know they've already
recorded
the what is this, the battle rounds,
mm-hmm.
and then the knockout rounds. So yeah, some of these contestants could already just be at home,
they're
but under
gone.
Contract with NBC having to do interviews.
We have May Thomas from Team Miley tomorrow, and Ponciano Soiano.
Okay.
You, hey, I wonder if that's why she couldn't say anything to Sundance.
Yeah, it's the first thing I thought,
You know what?
Actually.
Good call.
It's the first
ask
thing
him right now. Sundance? See, he's not answering.
So our first question should be, are you still on the show?
Are you still on the show, Dallas? Giving us an exclusive.
I think you're going to win Knocked Out tonight.
Yeah. Sundance head. This guy right here. He'll be on the show at 8:50 this morning.
We got to listen for like the tense. Yeah. Like if she if they start speaking in past tense, oh, I loved that person. Yeah. Blew it.
Sundance is from Team Blake. He's pretty good.
I want to throw out a congratulations on the live line as we talk on this Monday.
To Tio.
Monday Mindset.
Thank
super
you.
Amazing weekend. I got engaged.
Oh,
congratulations.
That's great.
She got engaged.
Congratulations.
I'm so happy.
Did you get to pick out the ring?
Dex.
We mentioned that in the 6 o'clock hour. 75% of females prefer to pick their own ring.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy, y'all.
Yeah.
My name is Wade.
Let me see.
Coming up at 8 a.m., Lenya Heitzik will be joining us.
I'm
in studio.
Yeah.
We love love.
I think it's pronounced Lenya.
Lenya.
We should talk to her about that whole engagement ring thing. That's still just throwing me off. Need a female perspective.
All right, when we come back, Tao and I have to share what happened to us on Saturday morning. We were out doing something for the community, for the homeless. And, it's quite embarrassing. So we'll share that when we come back. Hang on.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
An attack on a local Republican headquarters in North Carolina.
According to state GOP officials, the explosion caused major damage inside the Hillsborough, North Carolina office. Outside, a threat was scrawled on a building nearby, saying, "Nazi Republicans, leave town or else."
Battleground tracker poll shows Hillary Clinton with momentum in places that may decide the election. Now a 6-point lead in battleground states. Women voters the reason her support is up 10 points in those states.
More emails damaging the Clinton campaign have been released by WikiLeaks.
Former acting CIA director Mike Morrell, a Hillary Clinton supporter, says he's worried about the alleged involvement of the Russians in throwing the election for Donald Trump.
I cannot remember a single time in American history where the American government has accused another government of trying to interfere in our election.
The former acting CIA director was quoting the intelligence community, which has said the Russians are trying to disrupt the U.S. election. The Justice Department is said to be investigating.
Pope Francis has canonized 7 new saints.
I wanna know. Come on, baby. I wanna know.
Welcome to the show.
What a weird time.
Always appreciate Dilbert's political comments.
In America.
585 Live, you can text us. Coming up at 8, Lenya Heitzik will be joining us in studio.
Heck yeah.
Reload Love. That's where they take bullet casings, they melt them down, make them into jewelry, and the money they make off of the jewelry, they build playgrounds in war-torn areas. All these children that have been affected by wars and terror, they want to bring some. They want to bring normal back to the kids because, man, us in America, we don't get it.
No.
We don't understand. So she's going to shed some light on what's happening over in the Middle East right now, and they're trying to raise some funds. So we'll talk to her at 8 o'clock about that. 7:39.
High today of 84 degrees.
Take a look at the road. Traffic. I'm not seeing any accidents. Lots of congestion on 25 southbound once you hit the Paseo and 25 intersection there. Also, there could be an accident. I'm not seeing it exactly, but between like 40 eastbound between Coors and the Big Eye. It's down to about 15 miles an hour, and there could be an accident. So maybe you're out there, and if you are stopped and stuck, text us and tell us what's going on. That's your look at traffic.
All right, Tao and I will share a story coming up, but I don't want to forget. Let's talk Cubs real quick.
Yeah, dude, crazy, crazy weekend for sports in general. First off, ESPN is calling out Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones.
What? Why?
Saying Jerry Jones can't blow this. Dak Prescott must continue to start over Tony Romo.
You would think.
The Cowboys rolled over Green Bay in Wisconsin this weekend.
Are they 5-1
and
now?
It was awesome
Don't
to be
home. My boy Ethan Hall. He'll be sad.
I know, but it was just, dude. I'm on the bandwagon for Dak Prescott.
Why like are we playing baseball?
Now? I know. I'm sorry. We were going to go there, but it was such a big deal. It was such a big deal to the point that yesterday, Troy Aikman was one of the commentators for the game. And of course, he's been in that situation. He was the star of the Dallas Cowboys. He was the quarterback.
Who, Ted Aikman?
Yeah, yes, Ted Aikman. Troy Aikman played college at UCLA, and he was the man, the myth. When I was a child, he was like my hero.
Him and Larry Sanders?
Yes, him and Larry Sanders. And yesterday said...
That was the Lions, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're thinking of Barry Sanders?
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Barry Sanders for the Lions? Yeah. Emmitt Smith was the running back for the... Yes.
That's right.
Got Jay Novacek. He was the tight end.
I'll just be quiet now.
Okay. Moose Johnson.
Moose?
Yeah, the Moose.
They let a Moose play baseball?
Michael Irvin. I grew up in Lubbock, Texas, man. I grew up a diehard Cowboy fan. Dak Prescott did an incredible job yesterday. Troy Aikman among the quarterbacks saying, at this point, you can't stop the momentum. You've got to start Dak Prescott. Brett Favre, who they put him in the little... Awesome Lambo Hall of Fame yesterday. You know, they put his name up there. Retired. His number is already retired, but they gave him a greater honor at Lambeau Field. He said, "You've got to continue to start Dak Prescott." So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, no kidding. It's going to be really so weird. It'd be so weird if they bench him.
Here's the thing, though. Our boy Brandon that we stayed with in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
he had a great point. He said he thinks they should put Romo back in because Romo will inevitably not do as well as Dak, and that will be the end.
Instant poll on ESPN. What should Dallas do at quarterback once Tony Romo is healthy? Over 100,000 people have voted so far. 70% say have him back up Dak Prescott.
Dang, dude. Can you imagine being a rookie and that happening?
Oh, man. I hope they're smart because right now this team is rolling because of two rookies, Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. That'd be crazy. Okay.
And now I would like to sing a song.
They won 30-16 in Lambeau.
Not so.
That's awesome.
So,
you want to talk baseball?
Are you okay?
Cubs?
They went Hambo and Lambo.
I thought we were going to talk about the Cubs. Talking about the Cowboys.
Talk about the Cubbies.
Are you sure you didn't want to just talk about the Cowboys?
I'm a fan right now, man.
Right. Wish I could go back in time, put some money down on the Cubbies.
Dude.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, Cowboys are 5-1, man. 5-1 Cowboys.
Hold on a second. Let me play a clip real quick. Let me just play a clip really quick.
Hey, kid, I'm $100. Will you help save the clock tower?
Sorry, no.
Come on, kid. That's an important historical landmark.
Look, some other time.
Lightning struck that thing 60 years ago.
Wait a minute. Cubs win World Series against Miami?
Yeah, it's something, huh? Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Except it'll probably be against Cleveland.
Can you imagine
if that happened?
Because in 2015, in Back to the Future 2, that's the clip. Where they talk about the Cubs winning the World Series. And now in 2016, that could be a reality.
Could be, but not so fast, my friend.
Oh, talk to me.
Game two last night, Clayton Kershaw, who in my opinion is the greatest pitcher in baseball. Just all around phenomenal athlete. And a great dude. He's been on Peter Benson's show on our sister station. Solid believer in Jesus. Dude, Clayton Kershaw, I love that man. Well, his performance last night in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series was wicked awesome. In the eighth inning, they're coming out to take him out, and he talks his manager out of pulling him. He's like, I got this, yo. Come on. And he locked it down.
Yeah?
I'm a fan, man. 7 shutout innings, just 2 hits, stifling the Cubs' bats enough to do so that his team could win 1-0. Now, here's why a 1-0 postseason win against the Cubbies is so impressive.
Understand.
man.
There is only one other pitcher in the history of baseball that has beat the Cubbies 1-0 in the postseason. You guys want to take a gander at the pitcher?
I will take a guess.
That shut out the Cubbies in the postseason 1-0.
Man, there's so many great pitchers.
Except the Cubbies, you got to remember, Cubbies haven't won the series since 1908. So
just rolling through all the pitchers.
It's been some years.
Rolling
so.
In the deep for me.
Wiley comes to mind.
Wiley. I mean,
Murdoch.
Back then, with Murdoch. Names like
Murdoch
that.
Murdoch was just solid.
Yeah. Froggy.
Who is Froggy? I don't remember.
You would have to go all the way back to Game 1 of the World Series, 1918.
Beautiful.
When a little-known pitcher named Babe Ruth...
Oh, I've heard of him.
...beat the Cubbies 1-0.
Wow.
Yeah.
No way.
Dude, here's what's crazy. I love... Okay, names like... Ah, see? Babe Ruth. Yeah. 1918.
Yes,
Babe Ruth pitching for the Boston Red Sox. 23 years old, turning into the slugger we know him as today.
The great Bambino.
Wasn't the dominating pitcher of his era, but nonetheless, a 1-0 shutout in the World Series. Quite impressive. In that game, Boston's run scored by Stuffy McInnes.
Ah, Stuffy. Old Stuffy.
An RBI single off of Hippo Vaughn. And yes, I'm being serious. Those were the names of the players in 1918.
I can't believe they let a hippo play baseball, Steve. Hang on, what's that sound? What's that?
Can we please bring back
what's
those?
That sound? That's the sound of the stock market crashing.
Oh, yeah. 1918, man.
And with it go my hopes and my dreams.
1918 World Series. Yeah. Babe Ruth, man, 9 innings pitched. Yeah, the only other team to take out the Cubbies with a 1-0 victory. And as much as I'm rooting for the Cubbies because it's the Cubs and 1908 was the last time they won the World Series, I kind of want to see the Dodgers beat them.
Come on. What is it, best out of 30? Is that what it is?
Best out of 30.
Best out
baseball
of 30.
Baseball lasts forever.
We got a ways to go.
Gosh, man. Hey.
7-game series.
Oh, my bad.
But when are when are we going to do the dang thing and rename football America's pastime? Because let's be honest, baseball ain't it.
No way, man.
No, sorry, Steve-O.
Oh.
Ratings are in. Yep. No, they're not there. And by the way, speaking of ratings, NFL ratings have dropped quite a bit this season.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh, as I was reading about that.
Then why are you saying that football would be America's pastime?
Well, because they're still crushing baseball.
The Super Bowl yes. Every year is the highest rated program on TV every single year.
You're not wrong about that. You're not wrong about that.
And you know what? The World Series, well, what would you call it if it wasn't a series? What would you call the big Super Bowl of baseball? Would you still call it the World Series?
The baseball.
Baseball?
Do you think it would have huge ratings just like that if it wasn't 7 games?
Well, nothing is decided in baseball in one game.
What if they called it the Duper Bowl? Because the Super Bowl is football, so the Duper Bowl could be baseball.
Duper Bowl.
Mm-hmm. I'm for it.
All right, can we talk about our story?
Yes.
Can we move on?
Wait.
Are you done?
Wait.
You all done, Steve-O?
Should we?
Yeah.
Should we wait till after like 9 now?
But when's Linya getting here? 8?
8 o'clock.
Let's go ahead and talk about it.
Okay. So, Teo and I, we had to go out on Saturday morning.
It was the worst.
Hoffmantown Church. We teamed up with the Albuquerque Rescue Mission to put on a 5K race.
Mm-hmm.
To raise money for the homeless, because that's what the Albuquerque Rescue Mission does. They give food to the homeless. They shelter them, clothes. It's an amazing shelter in town. We teamed up with them, and Teo and I were the only ones that could go and do it because Steve-O was working this weekend and Daniel was working. Maybe. Well, Teo and I have never gone out without Steve-O, right? I mean, usually Steve-O's with us, and he's the guy who sets everything up to make sure everything is running good. So this was kind of your first time without anybody, right, Teo?
Yeah.
And we told Daniel and Steve-O, we got this. We even had a meeting on Friday to make sure we went over everything.
I had all the instructions emailed to me, everything. Like, I had it line by line exactly what to do. I've gone with Steve-O to do these types of things. Tens of times since I've worked here, and I've watched him do it, and then I know basic
basic sound system setup from being in a band.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know all the ins and outs of all of our new system, but Daniel, like I said, had a just line by line instructions.
Yeah, so
you can't mess it up.
They asked us to MC the event to, you know, make sure that we made the announcements and basically just anything that they needed us to talk about while people were there before the race and after the race. We were there as the MCs and we were playing Star 88 on the speakers. So we got there when we were supposed to.
We got there in plenty of time.
Yeah, an hour before the actual race started.
Yep.
And so we start plugging everything in, and before you know it, I look down at the clock, and it's 7:30, because she's like, we would like to get going around 7:30, making announcements. And I remember looking at the clock going, oh my gosh, it's 7:30, and Tao and I, we couldn't get any sound.
No, nothing. We had everything plugged in exactly the way you're supposed to plug it in. I was going back and saying, okay, I've done something stupid. I've missed one stupid step. I didn't turn something on. Is the mic on? You know, I'm like clicking the mic on and off. I'm turning the iPad on and off. I called Daniel and Daniel said, well, did you press play on the iPad? And I said,
yeah, all these little
things. I said, no, I didn't press play on the iPad. And I thought, that's it. I just need to. And so then I press play and I'm listening and nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. So 7:40 rolls around. And a crowd starts to gather building. Around Tao and I.
They were gathering around.
They were gathering around. So, so all of a sudden, I mean, sweat is just, I'm so sweaty because I'm looking over. I'm trying not to look at everybody, but they're all staring at us trying to figure this out. And Tao and I, we started over, I don't know, five different times trying to get the sound work, but we couldn't do it. All of a sudden, this little kid threw an apple at my face.
No, dude, it was mean, too. He was a little kid, so he didn't throw it hard, but he threw it as hard as he could.
And he said, where's the sound? Huh? Where's the sound?
Oh, see? Man. If you don't turn it on soon, you'll be sitting in the river with a pair of cement shoes.
That might have not happened that way, but
there wasn't even a kid there.
We were freaking out. I have never been so stressed and embarrassed.
And the only reason I couldn't be there is because I was already working here at the station, and I was like, I was freaking out for you guys going, I should be there. I should be there.
Yeah.
Somebody should. There. I should race over there and somebody could take my place here and produce a show. Oh, wait. No, I can't produce a show here either.
So, what did I say? The race starts, the 5K race starts at 8 a.m.
Oh!
And guess what? It's 8 a.m. and there's still no sound. We've made zero announcements. And I'm thinking, I am so embarrassed.
We've let these people down.
We've let the Albuquerque Rescue Mission down. We've let the homeless down. Mm. We've let all these people that came out on a Saturday morning early to run a 5K race to show support for our community. We've let everybody down.
So the whole time, I'm on the phone with Daniel. Dex is running. He's doing point and talking to all the people. He's like the greeter.
It's not my fault.
Yeah,
it's not my fault.
He's the greeter of the situation, slightly panicking.
It's Tao's fault.
I'm on the phone with Daniel, and I'm like, Daniel, I don't know what I did wrong. I followed the instructions line by line, and I really don't know. And he says, okay. By this time, the lady says, okay, we'll just gather everybody close and we'll talk loudly. And here's the thing. There was a representative from the mayor's office. There was a color guard. Some really nice lady from the service was there and they did a color guard.
What was the guy's name that sang the national anthem?
Yeah, Steve.
Steve.
A guy named Steve sang the national anthem.
Did this beautiful job.
And he did a great job.
Anthem.
He forgot most of the words,
but there was
he
no
did
microphones.
A great job.
Wait, but what? There was no microphones.
No mics.
So nobody could hear anything.
Yeah.
Poor guy was up on stage singing, but nobody could hear him.
And then Sweet Joanna. You know, it's funny because you're in a Christian band and you show up to all these shows and you just watch. You get into this habit and you don't even think about it anymore, but you just watch somebody's vision fall apart and then you see their soul get crushed.
It was
and when
so
you're
awful.
When you're in a tour like a touring Christian band like Waverly was, you see that so much you just kind of ignore it.
Yeah.
And it's been so long since that happened, I watched it happen with Joanna and the lady from the Albuquerque Rescue. I just watched it. I said, look beautiful. Over there, Dex. And he said, what? And I said, look, their vision is falling apart. And
stop it.
And
no,
if you
it's
look
not.
Closely, you'll see their souls getting crushed right now. Right now, they're thinking,
I
prayed so much.
I saw it.
And I did everything that I was supposed to do, Lord. And now this is happening. what's happening? And I'm watching it unfold. It's been a while, so there I was looking into it again. So anyway, I'm on the phone with Daniel. After we yell, poor Joanna, who has a soft voice and a mild temperament, she had to just yell. And then the race starts.
Yeah, they kicked off the race. Still no sound.
So Daniel says, okay. He said, unplug from the generator. Get a speaker. And take the iPad and the iPad adapter. And then get the other speaker. That's called troubleshooting.
He said,
take the speaker, get the iPad and the iPad adapter, and get a microphone and the AC cable. And go to an outlet in the building. And plug it in.
We'll see if it works.
Now, we were about a football field away from the from Hoffmantown building. So we asked Joanna. We said, hey, is there an outlet? She said, yeah, there's one right there. That's where they were using that for something earlier. So me and Dex, we hightailed
it over there.
We're running, sweating. Dex is just losing clothes because
I was sweating. I'm like, Tail. This is what I said to Tail. I'm like, let's just leave. Let's bail on everybody and just take off. Yeah. We'll leave the equipment here and we'll just leave.
I said, Dex, the van is way over there. And I was like, you're huffing and puffing right now, and we haven't even gone a football field's distance. So anyway, we roll up, we plug into the wall, Steve-O, and it works instantly.
It totally works.
Oh.
I mean, it was like the angels from heaven came down.
The Lord looked down and he said, my sons, you are not complete idiots. This is something else's fault.
This is not your fault. That's what kept repeating in my mind. This is not your fault.
We were relieved for two reasons. Number one, it wasn't our fault. Number two, our stuff wasn't fried.
Yeah.
Because we figured out that it was, in fact, the generator and the people that own the generator. It was their fault.
It was the generator.
They gave us a crappy generator that couldn't power our equipment.
Can't even believe it. It was the generator.
The funny thing was, they called the people. The dude showed up to replace the generator at 9:30, and the event ended at 10.
With all that to said, the homeless are...
No homes.
They're no food.
No homes.
Stop it right now.
Because of that, the whole thing. Because of a generator.
Yeah.
Something as simple as a generator.
So next year, we promised them. They said, oh, don't worry, we're going to ask you back next year because we love you guys.
Do you think they were just saying that?
No, I think they genuinely meant it. They love working with us, and they appreciated that we just kept trying to make it happen. We just kept trying over and over to make it happen. They said, we'll bring you back next year, and we said, you know what? Don't use that generator company.
I'm going to find that kid who threw an apple on my face.
Oh, okay. You'll never find him. He was a ghost.
That is not real life.
All right, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, Lenny Heitzik will be joining us. Reload Love. We need you guys to step up. We'll find out what's happening over in the Middle East, over in Iraq with some refugees. A lot of children are homeless, and so we're gonna do our part. We'll talk to Lenny when we come back. Danny Gokey, Rise, Star 88. Good morning. Beautiful Monday. Monday Mindset. If you'd like to text in your weekend, it's on your mind. 505-585-LIVE. 585-5483. Coming up here in just a little bit, we'll talk to Lenny Heitzik. Traffic is crazy out there, so we'll check the roads here in just a little bit. Lenny will be in shortly. From
She's
Reload
here.
Love. Did she make it in?
She's right there.
Oh, I thought you were Steve-O. Oh my gosh. I saw the corner of my eye. Did you just walk in too?
I'm giving you the traffic report.
Oh my gosh.
It's really bad
so
out there.
I'm so embarrassed right now. I thought I saw Lydia.
Please tell me you said something stupid.
I thought it was you.
Please tell me you said something stupid.
No, I didn't say anything stupid.
He said Lydia will be here in a minute. I was like, she's standing right there.
I thought it was you. I thought you were getting the mic ready. I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm like, she's stuck in traffic.
Because it was really bad. Yeah, don't come on Osuna.
Okay. I am so happy to see you.
I like you guys. You're so much fun.
Yeah, it's been a while since you've been in.
I know.
Yeah. Too long.
You need to come in more.
I need a regular gig.
Yeah, yes. Sure.
Yes.
You can take my spot.
For realsies. I see you on Instagram now, and that's it.
That's it. Same with you. Your kids are adorable.
Oh, man. Dude, Jack turned 13 yesterday, and I had like a little mini crisis because I have a teenager.
Exactly.
Mm. Oh, but I'm good.
Dude. That's, I know.
It's crazy.
For real.
Yeah. Chrissy and I are celebrating 14 years married tomorrow.
What?
So that's tomorrow? Tomorrow, yeah.
What do you got planned? Anything
big times? Well, I'm not going to talk about it on the radio. Well, here's what's hard. Last year, we went to Brooklyn for our anniversary, right?
Can't so it was beat
like
that.
Right. So it's like my first ever time in New York. We had this phenomenal week. And now it's like, how do you top that? I'm planning like a Walmart trip, and like
you gotta
bring it home, and so that next year, like, we'll go to dinner and it'll seem like it's awesome. Yeah. Oh,
okay. Well, we'll see how that happens. You know what? Do your thing so we have good radio to talk about.
There you go.
Okay?
I'm just kidding. No, I got stuff. I'll be able to talk about it next week.
So, Linya, tell us about what's happening. Besides, we'll get into the Reload Love stuff, but what's been going on in your life lately? Like, what's happening?
Oh, with us? I do women's ministry, as you know, here at Calvary, and it's been one of our biggest years. We've got almost 1,200 gals coming out on Tuesdays. Yeah, in God's Word. And the team launched an online Bible study, and we didn't know what we'd get, and we've got about 1,000 ladies from every state. Wow. In the United States, who are joining us for a Bible study. So it's really been an adventurous, fun season for us.
Beautiful. That's awesome.
Amazing.
We had a question. So earlier this morning, we were talking about there was a survey, and they surveyed women.
Okay.
And 75% of women said that they would rather pick out their engagement ring.
That's probably true.
Did you pick out yours?
No, I was a poor YWAM missionary.
Right.
And I had come home, and I was literally just off the mission field for a couple weeks when Skip asked me to marry him. And so I think my dad had some wheeling, dealing, screaming deal down in L.A., and he knew someone who sold diamonds and jewelry, and so I think my dad might have taken Skip out for that.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Do you think that, I don't want to say cheapens it, because we actually had somebody chime in this morning saying, I just got engaged and I got to pick mine. But it's like, Chrissy didn't pick hers.
Right.
It was a surprise.
Right.
Like, it wasn't something that, I don't know.
I think women probably would prefer to, but I agree. There's a romantic idea of actually just having the ring. And if that's what you're going to do, guys, then I recommend that you get a simple solitaire diamond. And it's just like tiny, you know, not tiny, big. Big as you can get the ring.
I mean, giant. Huge.
Huge.
Size of my thumb.
Anyway, on a simple band. And then if she wants to upgrade it to some funky setting, then you know you got a really nice diamond, because that's largely the expense anyway.
Amen.
So just stick with that solitaire.
Okay, practical.
Good advice.
I agree. Because, I mean, let's be honest, you're already setting her up to make all the decisions, and you're not even married yet.
Yeah.
She's like, I'll just do it myself. That's not how you want to start this.
I don't know. Do you guys still pick out birthday and Christmas presents, or do you take them shopping?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. Touche.
We suggest. That's what we do. We suggest things to
each other. 50-50. Because I know she prefers to, she'll prefer to, like, oh, but I just want this.
Uh-huh.
But I'll never forget the last time I bought her something that I found this great, lovely dress, and I was like, she'd look gorgeous in that. She was stoked that I, like, picked that out. Do you know what I mean?
Never, so, like, ever do that for Leslie, because I would get the wrong size, I would get the wrong color, and it would be awful. I fail every year when it comes to gifts. My wife looks forward to me failing every year. It's like something she looks forward
to. That's the real gift.
Okay, so don't buy electric appliances.
Okay,
you know, like toaster, blender, not a good idea.
Yeah, what if it's a mixer and she loves baking? She just wants a mixer.
Well, I know a caller will come in and say that. I do. I love mixers.
I love
but
it.
Generally, as a general rule, you don't want to do that.
Yeah. Okay. I got a spa for her feet one year.
You bought her a whole spa?
Yeah, it was a spa. It was a spa in a box.
I was thinking this is great.
It's a spa, and all she's got, I fill it with water, and then it'll massage
Stick
her
your feet,
feet
in there,
and you can put all these like incense. Like
you're being serious?
I'm dead serious.
Wow, beautiful.
And it failed miserably.
Yep.
I'm telling you. That was like 10 years ago, and
it's
she still
the present you
up.
Still have to live down.
Yeah. Gosh. Okay. We got to shift gears, because we're talking so first worldly. And yes. There's so much happening in the world around us. I guess in this time, it's so easy to get consumed, especially with the presidential election going on right now and just the chaos that you see on social media, to get so wrapped up, not just with what's going on in our nation and our city, but there is so much happening in the world.
Can I just say about the presidential election?
Yeah.
You Christians can't check out. I know you want to check out, but you may not check out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Jesus said, he who's not for me is against me.
Yeah.
And, okay, so maybe we don't like either of the candidates.
Right.
But what's really important is the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And those guys are there for their life, you know, 20, 40 years.
Yeah.
And so whoever's going to be the president is going to pick who's on the Supreme Court. And if we get a Supreme Court that's an activist Supreme Court, most of the decisions that have really changed our culture have come out of the Supreme Court.
Right.
Not the president. And so, you know, Roe v. Wade and just acknowledging gay marriage and those kind of things, just because those things are so important, you got to get to the poll and you got to vote for the candidate that's going to put someone on the Supreme Court that reflects your core values.
Yeah. There you go.
And so I know it's really hard. You might have to plug your nose, but there are more important things. So vote for who you want on the Supreme Court.
I love that. Yeah. I love that.
And then vote down ticket. There are people down the ticket that are important, you know, senators and congressmen.
Yeah.
So you might not like the guy at the top of the ticket, but the Supreme Court's above that person.
Yeah.
And there are down ticket people. And so you get out there and you exercise your God-given right in the United States and you vote.
Dude,
I love that.
Gosh, this is why I like you in studio, because there's so many of our generation that that's it. It's like they are both awful, and I'm just done. I'm checked out, and I'm not voting this year. And I'm like, gosh, that's hard. You can't do that, because we've had this back and forth of what are we going to do and how do you vote, and it's so vitally important, because you're right. It's so much more than just who's sitting in the Oval Office.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a lot more.
What would you say to that family out there that's divided when it comes to?
We were going to talk about this.
The presidential race right now.
Oh, man.
Because you see it all the time on Facebook, of course, and Twitter and Instagram. People are fighting back and forth. But then you take a family, a husband and a wife, or, you know, your cousin, uncle, whatever, and they're fighting and they're not talking to each other because one is for this candidate and the other's for the other. What would you say to that?
Well, most marriages we have to learn how to disagree agreeably. And a lot of things. You know, we might not agree exactly on parenting or, you know, other things, and you just have to yield. I would say go on a political detox.
I like that.
I would unplug the TV, the radio, and just not make that
unless
a topic of conversation. You know what I mean? I'm on detox. Fingers in the ears, la, 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 la.
Somebody has to step up and say, all right, we're going to stop, and let's just leave it.
You know, right.
Well, we read a quote this morning talking about how Facebook and social media are the primary agitators now when it comes to politics. It's not even so much the TV. It used to be the ads.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
right.
would get so sick of the ads. Mm-hmm. Now it's just Facebook, because you get on Facebook and that's literally all that you see. Yeah. And it's everybody just fighting. Just fight, 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 fight. So it's just a lot of negativity.
Yeah.
And so we even had a statistic that said, like, 45% of people are upset or stressed about the election without Facebook, and then when you get on Facebook, it went up to 60-something.
No, totally. My blood pressure goes up as soon as I turn on the TV.
Yeah.
But, you know, remember when it was Clinton and Bush, that Mary Madeline and James Carville, they couldn't have been more polar, and that was really a nasty campaign as well. We forget how nasty that campaign was.
Yeah.
I mean, we had, you know, all the trooper gate and the all the women coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
And those two were on opposite sides, and they fell in love and got married. So
it's
I so guess
hard.
It can happen.
Yeah. Solid right. points, man.
Well, let's talk about Reload Love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, man, you guys do so many great things with Reload Love. This is the organization where you guys take bullet casings, you melt them down, you make jewelry out of them.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what's happening.
Yeah.
Well, the jewelry is meant to wear or raise awareness. So if you wear it, you know, you can tell other people about what's going on. And we'll never sell enough necklaces to do all the good that we'd like to do in the world. So we also work largely on donations. So your audience can go to reloadlove.com and donate to any amount. This year, at the end of the year, we hope to have built 10 playgrounds this year in the Middle East, which is just unbelievable. But what's happening now, we are due to go in and build the last for the end of November. And we started getting calls from our contacts in the Middle East. We have some friends who are literally embedded with the Peshmerga, about 30 clicks from Mosul. So they're pretty close to the front lines. Mm-hmm. And last week they sent us a picture. They were told a family's coming across the desert, 9 people. I start to cry. 2 of the guys went back, so who knows, you know, what their alliance was. But 2 men came, 2 women carrying children and a toddler, walking 30 kilometers across the desert. So the Peshmerga waited till they got there and then, you know, gave them breakfast, refreshed them, asked them some questions. And they said the radio in Mosul had been telling them get out, that this liberation was going to begin. And also they were dropping flyers. And we have a copy of that flyer. So if you go to reloadlove.com, wow, you'll see this flyer that we got a copy of. And it's got this arrow. And on one side of the arrow are like the good guys. So they're going, if you're going to run, head that way. Don't go that way. But really try and come down the middle. And so the other thing we had heard from our friends there is that we work with the Yazidis. They're an unusual tribal group, and there's been genocide with them. Those are the ones they're killing the most, besides Christians, and kidnapping their girls and making them sex slaves. And so we've been told is they were going to start this offensive, which they did start yesterday, and at some juncture they were going to make a pause, and they had dropped leaflets telling these gals to come in a certain route, and hopefully they would they're going to send in special ops to try and escort, I'm talking thousands of women out. So we're studying Rahab. And, you know, you realize Joshua and the children of Israel sent those spies in, and really it was a rescue operation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I call it was the call girl became the called girl.
No.
And it was like these guys went in specifically just to rescue a family, you know, in the red light district. And so there's such strong parallels right now in Mosul that these girls who have been forced into prostitution, that we want them rescued. So, you know, please pray.
Yeah.
But in this pause, we're expecting tens of thousands of people to come into Kurdistan as refugees. So Reload Love has been able to find money to match. If we raise $10,000, we'll match it with $10,000. And so we can get $20,000 to our partners pretty quickly to get diapers and bottles and blankets and the things that they're going to need with these refugees coming.
Man. You just don't think about, I mean, as a father trying to take care of like my family.
Right.
You know, we're a family of 5. And now I can't even do the math of how many times that is. But the amount of people that are going to be coming over that need care. And I mean, we're talking like the very basic life necessities. It's a phenomenal
task. Well, when these
people
leave, the dilemma of the family they spoke to, they knew once they left, their home and everything their own was gone.
Yeah.
Whoever the spoils of war, that was going to become the spoils of war. So they literally left what was on their back.
Yeah.
And now they're heading to a complete unknown. And if you know anything about this type of world, refugee camps, internally displaced peoples, IDPs. If you get on a camp, you hardly ever get off a camp.
Yeah.
And, you know, you hope that you'll be sent as a refugee to another country, but that's not always the case. So it's a really tough decision, and Mosul is very entrenched. You know, the intel is that it's booby-trapped everywhere. It's going to take a couple of months.
Yeah. It's the last ISIS stronghold
that's
in Iraq.
Right.
And
that's
so
right.
If they can liberate that, then ISIS's presence in Iraq is gone.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they're doing, it's a huge offensive right now. They've been gearing up.
They'll probably have to go door to door. You know, you read the stories of the sniper, Chris, that, you know, how great he was and how he would help train the guys to go door to door. And it's largely going to be that. And sadly, they're using a lot of the civilians as human shields.
Gosh.
So, you know, they're kidnapping entire families and using their home to hole up in. And, you know, hoping to use the family as a human shield.
Jeez. It's
unspeakable.
It really is. That's evil at its core, you know. It's just awful. But reloadlove.com is where you guys go if you guys want to help out and you know, pray and give. You guys are always wondering, how can we get involved? How can we you know, show these people Christ. You know, this is it. You guys are doing it.
Yeah.
You guys were planning a trip to go over there, right?
Yeah. So they told us, don't come now. Clearly.
Yeah, no way.
So we are postponed till the first of the year to go put the playgrounds in.
Wow.
What's most important is to greet these refugees as they come across the desert and get them settled.
Mm.
So we've already paid for the playgrounds. That's all taken care of. We just got to go there and execute. So in the meantime, if we raise $10,000, we're matched $10,000. And so we can send $20,000 worth of supplies now.
Yeah.
Well, the offensive, the liberation is happening.
I love that we're able to talk about this simply because it gets so contentious on social media. And as we mentioned, you know, at home here, the election, things going on. But we have this tremendous responsibility as Christians to show love, to be the hands and the feet. And I'm willing to bet that as you talk about these 10,000 or so refugees trying to make their way, I'm going to go out on a limb and say probably not every single one of them proclaim Jesus Christ. Right?
Oh, definitely. Mosul was a very strong Christian city, and that's in the Nineveh Plain. So these are people that are held over all the way from Jonah.
Man,
I mean, the history of Christians in that region go that far back.
Yeah.
So, initially, when Mosul was attacked in 2014, you heard of crucifixions of Christians, beheadings, children, mass graves. The people that came through, the ones I'm talking about that were embedded with the Peshmerga, these people said they're not seeing that anymore in the streets, but there's been a slow, silent, invisible disappearance of Christians.
Wow.
So where they've gone and what has happened to them, they don't know. But they will tell you that their Yazidi neighbors and their Christian neighbors are not there.
Mm, wow.
So there's some, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, this is real. This is life and death. These are our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we're talking about that region that has been rich in Christian faith and culture. It's almost bereft of any remnant.
Mm. It really challenges you, especially as, you know, an American Christian, because our problems, as we, you know, right now we're going through this phenomenal series, Crash and Burn.
Yeah.
And you think about the temptations or the struggles, the battle that is before you as an American Christian. And I definitely don't want to belittle that, because we all go through things. However, mine aren't at a cost of my life right now.
Right.
You know what
or
I mean?
Your kids.
Like, or my kids or my it's the battles that we face here, whether at work or in your marriage, whatever it is, you think about these people who truly are trying to flee because their lives and the life of their children is at stake.
Right. It's theirs is about survival. Ours is about what? Success?
Yes.
Right.
We're successful parents.
Yeah.
We got a new car, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it in context, they just want their lives.
Man.
So are we allowed to talk about, you know, where we're at right now?
Okay. Where
so we're at 605 at 806, $605. Someone added 1,300, which puts us up to 1,905.
Whoa!
Okay, cool.
So we're almost at 2,000.
Yeah.
Who would that be?
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. So almost $2,000 currently at 8:06 a.m. This like we got
that's
a solid
amazing.
Update.
Yeah. So you guys got to get up to $10,000, and somebody will match that.
Yep. We have till the end of the week.
And what will that do? What will that money do?
We're sending it directly to IDP camps, and this is to prepare the supplies.
Good.
So literally we're getting diapers and formula and blankets and, you know, the things that these people are going to need when they get there, because there's nothing, as you've heard.
Right? I mean, and you think about it, especially as a father, thinking of trying to find something like formula here. It's like, well, I'm just going to run to Walgreens or
Honey,
Walmart.
Honey, can you pick up some diapers on the way home from work?
Right? It's not, you can't just do that, but they obviously need those things.
Right.
So if you can, provide help, provide relief.
ReloadLove.com.
There it is.
It's all loaded up. Push the button. $10, $20.
We're going to post it to our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/star88FM.
And go share that.
It's a great way. Yes, please share that. Maybe one less political post, one more sharing of Reload Love.
There you go.
Because you don't know how that will impact somebody halfway across the world.
Linya Heidsieck, you're beautiful. Thank you for stopping by. Good to see you. And hopefully we'll see you soon.
Yes.
You have to come back in.
Got to do it.
All right. We'll be right back. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Oh, it's got to be good.
What?
Tell me.
No, nothing.
Tell me.
There's nothing to tell.
Tell me.
There's nothing to tell.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
An attack on a local Republican headquarters in North Carolina.
According to state GOP officials, the explosion caused major damage inside the Hillsborough, North Carolina office. Outside, a threat was scrawled on a building nearby, saying Nazi Republicans, leave town or else.
Battleground tracker poll shows Hillary Clinton with momentum in places that may decide the election. Now a 6-point lead in battleground states. Women voters the reason. Her support is up 10 points in those states.
More emails damaging the Clinton campaign have been released by WikiLeaks.
Former acting CIA director Mike Morrell, a Hillary Clinton supporter, says he's worried about the alleged involvement of the Russians in throwing the election for Donald Trump.
I cannot remember a single time in American history where the American government has accused another government of trying to interfere in our election.
The former acting CIA director was quoting the intelligence community, which has said the Russians are trying to disrupt the U.S. election. The Justice Department is said to be investigating.
Pope Francis has canonized 7 new saints.
Welcome to the show. Hello.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Hello, Dex. Hello, Steve-O.
834. Hello.
Hello, I'm from Greece.
Can we just talk like that for the next interview? The whole interview.
Yes.
Please.
We got an activate in character. Report.
Huh?
Do trap.
Okay.
Traffic. Guys, we got an accident. Cole Avenue at Yale Boulevard at Cornell. If you're in the area, watch out for that. Also, a lot of congestion 25 southbound. Our girl Lenya said it was a headache coming down Osuna this morning. Lots of road construction. You guys be careful. That's your look at traffic.
Well, from The Voice, joining us on the show right now, his name is Sundance Head.
Hey, hello, everybody.
There you are.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I was just in the over around the Albuquerque area just a couple months ago.
No kidding.
We played Indian Head Ranch up there at Patrick Swayze's old ranch.
Oh, nice.
That's cool. Right on.
Yeah, it was really sweet.
This is awesome.
Good. Yeah, so, all right. So we talked to Way McDonald this morning. And she was such a sweetheart. She was so great. And she had nothing but great things to say about you.
She was stoked we were talking to you.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to say about Way? Is there anything you'd like to say about Way? Have you had a chance to, like, hang out with her at all?
Yeah, here's my whole thing. Every time that I hear her sing, I always say, no way.
Oh, come on. We haven't cracked that joke at all this morning.
Oh, man. I mean, come on.
He's, there you go.
He's in good company, man.
Yeah, I'm
good
sure about company. The first one.
Yeah.
Sundance, I got a question, man. So, obviously, The Voice, it's pretty top-notch. This is the show at this point where when it comes to singing competitions. And I know sometimes it seems like, well, you know, you got that person who's never, ever sang before, and all of a sudden they're just phenomenal vocals. And then you have other stories of people who started off in one regard with a career and did things. You started off in American Idol, actually. You're rocking American Idol, competition. You got a record deal, if I'm not mistaken. And then what happened, man?
Well, all that was going down, and then the record labels kind of just collapsed around 2010, 2011. So everything we had was put on the shelf. The internet just kind of broke it. So we had to start all over. So I came home. I was 33 years old and tried to put a band together. And so we did. And then we've been playing for 4 years now. I quit my day job last year to pursue music as a full-time career.
Wow.
And right now it seems to be paying off, you know?
Yeah. How terrifying was that, like, thinking about the fact that, okay, I'm going to give up, you know, my livelihood, the paycheck, to pursue this. Obviously now, you know, The Voice doing great things, but, talk to the person who's like weighing out the wanting to live their dream, but also practically provide.
Well, you know, I was really scared because, I left a lot of things in the world whenever I walked away from the day job, you know, insurance for my family, that was covered, you know, dental, also just the ability to know that you're going to have a paycheck on Friday, mm-hmm. you know, no matter what it is, you're going to get money and you're going to stretch that and we're going to live on it. Mm-hmm. That was scary for me, but once I had spoken to my wife and she said, let's do this, if you really feel passionate about it, we'll do it together. Once she decided that she was going to get my back on it, we just went into it full blast. And we haven't looked back. And to be honest with you, you know, I would pay the money I left into the world to my company if they would let me leave and be as happy as I am right now. Wow. The best decision I've ever made. You know, we go around traveling together. My wife is my manager, so we're always together. She takes care of me. We're making money. We're supporting our family doing this. We're happy. And, it's just, I feel so blessed right now. I feel like it's going so well. I can't imagine, you know, what can be in the future. It, you know, if it's any better than this right now, then I just think we're going to be the luckiest people in the world, you know. Mm. And if it's just the same way when I come home, I mean, to me, successful to me is just being able to do what I love as a human being and provide for my family. Yeah. You know, we're not millionaires, but we don't owe anyone anything. We pay all our bills. And we pay our taxes. So to me, I think that's successful.
Hmm. We're talking with Sundance Head from The Voice. He's on Team Blake. Let's talk about Blake for a second. I mean, definitely seems like that was the right choice, you know? How's it been being on Blake's team so far? Has he been pretty hard on you? Does he crack the whip pretty hard? What's it like?
No. I can't tell if Blake is serious or not, ever, really. I mean, he's... Everything he says has a quip to it. Like, he might be serious, or he might not be.
Yeah.
Or he might, you know, I mean, he's such a happy guy all the time. He's such a sweet person. I can't imagine that he's ever been mean to anybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure he has, but I just can't see it. I don't know. He's just got such a great vibe.
How are
I really
him
just
and...
want to try to pick up on some of that vibe.
Right.
Yeah, are him and Gwen still together?
Oh, my gosh. Come on. What are you, a 17-year-old girl?
Hey, man. Yeah, you know, I wouldn't know that.
Okay, come on. You know. Gosh.
I don't know anything about that.
I'm sorry, Sundance.
I don't know what you're trying to get me into over here.
I know. What? Gosh.
Our friend's an idiot.
He's a dumb. What? We apologize for him. He's from Montana. What? So
just come on. Really weird.
I didn't
weird.
Say anything.
Really, yeah. Really weird.
Okay. Okay. There you
I'm
go.
Sure. I mean, I wouldn't know, really. I mean, I don't know if they were or not, really. Right. I mean, really, all Blake ever tells me is, hey, we're going to do this song. I'd like for you to do this on this song, and you're great. And I go, okay, thanks, Blake. Let's do the rehearsal. And that's about it.
So your dad, Roy Head, he was in the band Traits,
yeah.
Best known for their 1965 hit Treat Her Right. Talk about that, you know, having that influence. You know, your father, he was making it happen when you were a little guy. Talk about that a little bit.
Oh yeah, man. My dad, he's done everything, man. I couldn't drag a rope where he's been. Mm-hmm. But you know, he's my best friend. He still is, and I take all the advice I can from him. So I'm lucky just to have someone like that to speak to, because in his career, and he'll tell you this himself, he's done a lot of great things and he's done a lot of wrong things. And mainly, I want him to tell me what he did wrong. And right. Let me figure out
that's good.
The rest, you know. So
it's so funny.
He walked out on that. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
So he walked out on a $2 million contract in the 80s.
Wow.
After my brother passed away, he just couldn't take it. So he just left. He left the whole business. Him and my mom just became real reclusive. And that was pretty much the end of things. But when my brother passed away, he had felt a lot of responsibility for the lifestyle and just the way things went down. Mm. My brother had a car wreck, you know. It was like a mile from the house. And so Man. He felt a lot of responsibility for that, even though, you know, it really wasn't his fault. You know how fathers can be, I guess.
So
with that being said, man, we had a lot of time to talk and spent a lot of time growing up together in the 90s. You know, him also learning how to be a father.
Are you okay? You're good. You are good, man.
You're okay?
You are good. Speaking
about that.
So speaking of parenting, you have a son. I just was looking at your Twitter, rocking your son leading the team, football style. And it's funny because you want to learn all the things that your dad did wrong. But when raising your own kids, I have three boys myself. It's always hard to talk to them about what you did wrong because you don't want them to repeat it. So how has that worked out as a father for you?
Well, I try to keep things on a really personal level all the time.
Yeah.
I want to be, it's really hard to do, but I really try to do it. I want to be my son's best friend. I also want to be his father.
Yeah.
But I also want to let him know when I got to put the hammer down, I'm going to do it. And, you know, if I tell you something, I'm telling you, because you have to listen to me. You know, hey, it's just like everyone tells you, you know, you don't really get your snap till you're like 25 or 26 years old. Then you think back at what everyone was telling you, and you go, you know what? They were all right.
Right.
You
know? Yeah.
So true.
And then it's too late, you know.
Yeah.
So I just, I try to just be really, I try to speak to him like he's, you know, just another person whenever we're having conversations and let him know. I don't sugarcoat anything for him or hide anything from the world. I just let him know how it is. I talk to all my kids that way. You know, I just think that parenting starts with the relationship, first of all, that we're going to be completely honest with each other at all times. And if I can make sure that we have that set, then, you know, we can discuss anything and we can talk about anything in our lives together and grow each other. You know, that's kind of the way I look at it.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Sundance Head, for calling in. And Team Blake, The Voice, tonight.
Tonight. It's going down tonight. And make sure you guys tune in.
Yes.
You will, buddy.
Yeah, for sure.
Look me up on Twitter. It's at Sundance Head. I'm trying to get some friends so that they can help me out when I need voting.
Right, absolutely, man.
All right, man.
Good luck to you, Sundance Head.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, man. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, man.
We'll see you, buddy. Here he is, Sundance Head.
As you become a habit to me. Do you remember his dad? Do you remember the song Treat Her Right?
Yeah, let me play it.
The toilet flushing?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys could hear that, Stormy,
beautiful,
but he
beautiful.
Definitely was in the bathroom.
That was great.
So this was his dad, Roy Head, and the Traits.
Come on. Y'all remember the song?
I think so.
Well, Steve, I wasn't alive, man, so no.
See, we had a Wurlitzer jukebox growing up.
And well, so, I wasn't rich when I was a kid, so I didn't have a
My mama told me, you gotta treat her right. Anyone?
I remember this song.
Come on.
Oh, you're looking good, baby.
So are you, baby.
He does sound like his dad.
That's so great. That was all I gravitated to.
I wanna tell you a story.
Yeah!
Every man
dude, he's had an interesting story, actually, because he was on American Idol, he got a record deal, and then it just all kind of fell apart.
Oh, man, how far did he make it on Idol?
I was looking. It was season 6, so it was a while ago.
And then him talking about his dad, Roy Head, you know, had a $2 million contract, his son passed away in a car accident, and that just folded everything.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
He finished in 13th place on American Idol.
That's pretty good. What did Tam finish?
157.
She was like 50th or something. Pretty good, man. That's good.
Well, that was his dad, not him, so it's totally different.
This is Sundance Head.
Loving you. He's got that like gnarly Duck Dynasty beard. Mm-hmm.
He actually recorded with ZZ Top.
Well, yeah. Did I mention the beer? I can't stop now. They all got to stick together.
Oh, baby.
Bam, 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 bam.
I'm going to have to start watching The Voice again, I guess.
No, we're not.
Going to have to start watching.
I hope he didn't go home. He went home.
He went home.
He was at home in his bathroom.
You're right. He was. He was at home in his bathroom.
Gosh, that was amazing.
Oh, man, that's good stuff, Steve-O. Yeah, that's. Here's the thing. There's etiquette when you're on the phone. You wait. If you're in the bathroom, you wait to flush the toilet until, or you put it on mute when you flush it. If someone's talking, you put it on mute.
I'm never talking to you on the phone again.
I've never talked to you on the phone, I don't think, ever. Yeah. Tomorrow, we have Ponciano.
Ponciano Blue.
Ponciano Soyano.
What?
Team Adam. As we roll down. Remember this guy, Steve-O?
Teo can keep singing because he's doing good harmonies.
You don't remember this person.
No, because I would have been like all over this song. Just know you're not alone. Is it ironical that he's doing a American Idol winning song on The Voice?
Beautiful.
Also tomorrow. Taking me
slow, but it's not typical. Wait, who's this? I remember this.
T.O.
Mae Thomas.
Okay. Oh, she's on Miley's team, isn't she?
Yeah.
Why would anybody pick Team Miley? I'm sorry. We're going to ask her that tomorrow. Like, hey, honestly, though, is she really helpful?
Yeah, right?
Oh. What happened?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing, why?
Okay.
Yeah, so a couple more contestants from The Voice.
We've had a few people chiming in on the live line asking if that was real or if we inputted sound effects.
Tell them.
Well, I did afterwards, after he flushed the toilet.
After he actually in real life did.
His real
that
toilet.
Was real. That was real, guys. Yeah. That has got to be a first. 13 years in radio, that has got to be the first time I have ever heard
really?
That. Yes, in an interview. You've heard that in an interview before?
You know what? Not in an interview. Probably with just somebody we're talking to, like a listener.
Here was the sad part. We heard that, but we sure didn't hear the sink. Not shaking his hand.
Not shaking his hand.
Shake his hand when you want to.
That's good.
Hey, speaking of that, we need to jump into my list here in the news because it's the 10 rudest things you can do when you're at a guest in someone else's house.
I like that. Let's do that.
USA! USA! USA!
USA! USA! The 10 rudest things you can do when you're a guest in someone else's house. You don't want to get a reputation as being a rude guest because then people will stop inviting you to their parties. Or if you're Dex, you don't get invited anymore because you never came to the party.
Jack
anymore.
Jeter, this is your show this morning.
Unless you find those parties boring and awkward, this is more like a how-to guide. A new survey found the 10 rudest things you can do when you're a guest in someone else's house. Let's check them out. Number 10, bringing your dog along without asking or giving a heads up first.
See, you know what? Remember first time the Toth family went over where Caleb broke the skateboard?
Uh-huh.
I asked if Vader could come and play with Rocket.
Yeah.
I asked before I brought Vader over.
Yeah. I don't understand what you're trying to say to me.
Well, in the list, it said you should never bring a dog over to someone's house if you didn't ask first.
Okay.
It's very rude.
Are you showcasing all the positive you did in light of saying that you were coming to Jack's birthday party and he got really excited and then you didn't show and he sat by the window and waited for you?
I'm so sorry.
I wish that was a joke. He was actually at the window. Jack. And then he got really excited. And then you go, Papa John's.
You know what? You can have Vader, Jack. Papa John's. Just take Vader.
Okay, he's going to keep him. Number 9, turning down food when it's offered to you.
Wait, say it again?
Rude thing, turning down food when it's
offered.
This is a problem you'll never
down
have.
Food. Yeah.
Dex, you'll never have this issue.
Come on, man. I'm getting better.
You're doing really good.
Yeah. One of the hardest things that I've ever had to do in my life, when I went to the Middle East, I went to Amman, Jordan, probably 6-7 years ago.
Just brag.
And when I was there, when you get invited into someone's house, they will give you the shirt off their back. I mean, they are so just gracious, and they'll whatever you need, they'll take care of you. And, you know, me and coffee.
Oh, yeah.
He loves coffee.
He
well,
hates
of course, that's
coffee.
Like the thing. And it's the thick Turkish coffee.
Yes,
I mean,
dude.
It's like drinking mud.
That would be, yes.
It's like drinking mud.
Speaking
and
my love language.
Of course, they...
Shout out to Nomi. She brought us some of that.
They offered me the Turkish coffee, and I remember my friend said, you have to drink it.
You have to, buddy.
And I remember sitting there just sipping it, and the coffee grains are all over my mouth because I was just sipping it. And when he left the room, I dumped it in the plant.
Oh, you
Well, he
are...
came back in and saw that my cup was empty and gave me another one.
Oh.
And I got halfway done with it, and then I had to drink another one.
Oh,
I'm proud so of gross.
You did your heart explode?
Yeah, I thought it was gonna.
It did explode. He's dead.
Oh.
Putting your feet on the furniture. It's another one.
Yeah.
Number seven, helping yourself to food without asking. We mentioned this earlier.
Yes, my boy Teo.
It's always polite to ask if you can get a beverage or some food from the refrigerator.
At this
Which
point,
is rare. People will just go into my fridge.
Yeah, but Teo doesn't need to ask, right? I mean...
He doesn't need to ask. No, he's one that actually has, like, the pass. It's like, dude, this was your fridge as well.
Pass, yeah.
But he still does. Just
well, what I
every
do,
time.
Usually, when we have people over, we throw out the, do you want anything to drink or eat? No, and then we say, make yourself at home.
Yeah.
And then that's the permission slip. That's
yes.
the, okay, I can.
Oh, wow.
You know, but then even if
can
I'm
I go
a guest
in your room?
And they say that to me, they say, make yourself at home. I still always ask before I go into another room, before I go to the restroom, before I get anything.
Well,
to
if you
eat or
said,
drink.
Make yourself at home, and I was hanging out with you and Don, and then I went into your bedroom and laid down on your bed, would you be okay?
This is usually when I nap. I'll be back.
Yeah, I'd be like, ah. We have a guest room for that
you said
shenanigans.
To make myself at home.
Yeah.
Sadly, I could see you doing that.
I could see Dex doing
what?
That, too.
Oh, my gosh.
The problem is...
Sorry, guys. I didn't nap today.
When you say make yourself at home, you have to always remember the context with whom you are hanging.
Yes.
To you, Dex, I would never say
that. Just off. What so I walk around my boxers around the house.
What if I just took a shower?
Gosh.
I'm pretty sure... See, there's all these things that I'm not telling you that you throw in. Because if you say make yourself at home, more than likely that person will be, hey, where's your bathroom?
Yeah. Right.
And then I have to give you directions. Or, hey, where's your this? Where's your that? And then there are further questions. So I can control that situation.
Yeah.
What I'm telling you is you would never wind up on my bed asleep. And if you did fall asleep, you should be afraid.
Oh, I'm gonna.
Because things would happen.
I'm gonna.
To you.
That's you know, if I ever get invited over to your guys' place, I'm
not
going straight
again.
From
you
the
not
bed.
Again. Come, that's okay.
I'm just gonna take a little nap.
Number six, showing up empty-handed. You always want to go over to a friend's house with something in your pocket, be it money, be it lint, be it a bottle of wine. I don't know what you're doing.
Our
just
boy
don't show up empty-handed.
Sam Swan said the last time someone told him to make himself at home, he rearranged the living room furniture.
Sam, hey, Steve-O was preaching against the Cubs this morning.
Oh.
He was saying he wanted the dominoes to win
crazy.
Or whatever it is.
We have to call him in the 9 o'clock hour because he that was the start of our text conversation. He heard a rumor that I'm rooting against the Cubbies.
Oh, he is. By the way, the Dominoes, that's a great team name.
The Dominoes.
The Dominoes.
Yes. Domino! L.A. Dominoes.
Number five, looking in the fridge. Dex, get out of the refrigerator. Please.
Especially if you already have, like, snacks and everything out.
All right, here you go. Next one. Number four, looking in the bedroom without permission, Dex.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but you said make yourself at home. It's my home now.
I forgot I wasn't, I was hanging out with just a savage person.
Yes.
Someone raised on the east side of the mountain.
Come on.
Number three, wearing shoes on the carpet without asking first.
Yeah, that's a good call.
I guess that is a good call. I'm always more, I usually wear my shoes.
Yeah,
unless
the
person says, hey, take your shoes off.
Yeah. If I walk into a house though and there's a bunch of shoes at like near the doormat, I'll
then
go,
you know.
Oh, do you need me? Do we take our shoes? Okay, cool. Taking my shoes.
Is this a shoeless society?
This
number
next
two.
One I'm curious about. What you
asking
think.
For the Wi-Fi password.
Is that okay? Is that rude?
That's literally the first thing I did when we got to Brooklyn.
Yeah,
ask
see,
Teo.
I don't
that
know
was
if that's
that was
rude.
The very first
rude.
Thing
I
did.
Think.
I don't think that's rude.
It's not rude.
We got there and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I just got another alert. I'm over on my can I please we were there for a week though. It wasn't like we were just hanging for a minute.
Right.
So I don't think it's
like
rude.
I've been thinking when I'm at the gym, I've been thinking of asking for the Wi-Fi password.
Why would you need Wi-Fi while you're working out?
He's got an email.
What if I want to do Facebook Live or I want to shoot a video or something?
Okay. Touche. No, you can't ask for their Wi-Fi. That's a business. That's
I feel like
that's
I've been
different
going there
thing.
A while now.
Yeah, but it's...
I feel like I'm on this other level.
And number one,
the coaches.
No, no. Number one, the rudest thing you can do when you're a guest in someone else's house, messing around on your phone.
Ooh. Mm. Yeah. Liveline chimed in. Starmie says, dropping a stinky dewy.
Yeah, that should be
in someone else's home.
All right, let's open it up. 585-LIVE. You can text in. We were just going over
rude things to do as a guest.
Yeah, if you have one, we'd love to hear it. 585-5483. Gotta take a break. We'll be right back.
Attention station employees. Nate Heitzik will be visiting the station today. Please wear your leather jacket. Thank you.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back!
Oh, good morning!
Good morning. Ironically enough, it was Linya that had on the leather jacket.
Welcome to the show. 9:05.
High today of 84 degrees.
How are the roads on Monday?
Oh, let's see. I'm not seeing any accidents. Guys, we're having a great day. That's your look at traffic.
Yes.
Traffic!
You haven't done the thing yet.
Yeah, I have.
No? Not once?
Yes, I have.
Not even one time?
I did it right here. Look.
You didn't.
7:38.
It didn't happen.
Okay. Do you want me to do it again? I can do it again for you.
I'm just saying.
I had one planned at 9:30, but I can do it now.
Let's do it, you know, at
let's
9:30.
Do it now.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101.
Sweet
Thanks B. again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Before the break, we were talking about the 10 rudest things you can do when you're a guest in someone's house. Just to kind of recap some of them. Showing up empty-handed, looking in their fridge, looking in their bedrooms.
Going into their bedroom and laying on their bed, decks, weirdo.
I've never done that. I was just saying, because you had mentioned, hey, whenever I tell people just make yourself at home, that means, hey, mi casa su casa, right?
It normally has limits that are, you know, like publicly recognized.
I was trying to see where those limits were. I was just throwing it. I've never done that.
Gosh,
you know me.
Wow.
I'm shy.
I don't know. You've never been to our house.
I'm shy.
I don't know what you did to Steve-O's.
I never talk. Putting your feet on the furniture, turning down food when they offer it, bringing your dog along without asking first.
Star member just chimed in and said, don't step on the cat.
That's a good...
Yeah.
Don't step on... Okay. All right.
I mean, you don't want to step on somebody's cat. It'd be awful, right? What about this one? And I definitely want to call Sam Swan here in just a second.
Sammy Swanny.
Because he chimed in and said when somebody told them to make themselves at home, they rearranged the living room furniture.
That's overreach.
He's in a tiff with me right now because he is the like biggest Cubs fan I know.
Oh.
And kind of not necessarily rooting for or against his team. But what if you're at somebody's house, like maybe watching football, and you're clearly rooting against the team they're going for? Do you know what I mean? Like, I remember going to a friend's house to watch games, and if they were rooting for a certain team, even if I didn't really want them to win, I wouldn't talk trash because I'm like, I'm in your home. You invited me in to watch a game.
But isn't that could be fun. Talk a little trash.
I mean, I know when Steven comes over to watch the Saints games, because he's a peasant and doesn't have a Sunday ticket, if the Saints are playing the Bucks, that's different, because it's like we're there for the purpose of fighting each other to the death. But other than that, it's like, I don't know, I mean,
I guess it just depends
just seems,
on who he is.
It seems rude.
If you know that your friend gets really heated and worked up, you probably should. Yeah, I don't know. Start off with, I don't know, something light. To break the ice.
How about them Dodgers, huh?
Hey, Dodgers.
Eh?
Duh.
I don't know. Okay, we gotta make a phone call. Sam Swan's gotta be one of the nicest human beings on the planet.
It's pretty nice.
From the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Wait, he's a Baptist? Uh-oh, hang up. Hang up the phone.
Calm down, Dex.
It's okay, man. He can't smell your breath through the phone.
I have gum. I smell very fancy fresh, okay?
I have very good gum.
Yeah, so when my lawyer calls, he can get a hold of Steve-O and we can do this legal action.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Hello. What? Oh, what?
Sam Swan.
Oh, everybody. Sam Swan.
What's Sam? Up, my friend?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. A little stingy from Kershaw's whipping last night, but...
Dear. Yes. Listen, Sam Swan, Baptist Commission of New Mexico, biggest Cubs fan I know. Seriously, you are without a doubt the biggest Cubs fan I know. We bonded over baseball. Obviously, yeah. We love the game. I am not rooting against your Cubbies, but I will say I was definitely pulling for Clayton Kershaw last night. He, to me, is just the cream of the crop. Like, he is, to me, one of the greatest pitchers in the last decade, and I understand.
I can appreciate that. I appreciate your honesty and your transparency.
Yeah.
To be honest, I was nervous about the whole series. He's the pitcher I was nervous about because he's got the best stuff. Now they have a good staff. They wouldn't be in the postseason, the NLCS, if they didn't have a good pitching staff. But he's the one that makes me the most nervous. I think the Cubs can get to the other guys, and he proved it last night. Right? Yep. So if you're telling me that you were just pulling for Kershaw last night,
definitely was.
We're good, and you know if the rest of the time you can remain neutral or lean a little towards Chicago, I'm okay with that too.
Not necessarily saying that, but I mean it's been 108 years, you know, so I think just about everybody's pulling for the Cubbies. But the Cubbies, when they were the lovable losers, I always pulled for the Cubbies. But right now they're not, like, they are the best, and so. I'm just kind of leaning Dodgers.
Yeah, I understand. When I don't like that lovable loser moniker, but we're sort of stuck with that. Yeah. I get that.
Well, not anymore. Yeah. The best team in baseball, you know, and all bandwagon fans coming out of the
world. I've only been around for 95 of the 108 years, I haven't experienced it as long as some others who have. But, yeah, it's been a very exciting season for sure. My daughter Randy was the one who ratted you out and told me that you said that.
Yeah. So here's the thing, Sam. You work in ministry, so obviously you make tons of money. Y'all just raking in the dough.
Yeah.
What happens if the Cubbies make it to the World Series? Do you attempt to go? 108 year drought, man.
Yeah. I would try. I can't afford it for one thing, but
Baptist
I would try. the other thing about it is I think that to try to get tickets, especially at Wrigley, would be impossible.
Absolutely. They're like great grandparents still living, like breathing oxygen, who are like who have dreamed of this day their whole life. So I feel like it's just going to be like record-breaking expensive tickets if they make it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, absolutely. But it'll be fun. It'll be fun for sure.
Well, I mean, I promise if they make it to the World Series and you invite me over, I'll root for the Cubs.
Okay.
I won't be that rude.
As long as you don't rearrange my furniture, I'm good with that.
I'll try not to, man. There you go. All right.
People chiming in on the live line. Baseball?
Nobody is saying that.
This one says boring.
That was from you.
They just need some more culture in their life. That's all. If they don't like baseball,
preach it. Can you play late 90s hit Kiss the Rain from Billy Myers?
just random.
Thank you.
I think I know that song.
Hey, everybody knows this song. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you're welcome to come in anytime. Just, you know, let's just keep the baseball talk to a minimum.
I can agree to that.
And then we'll be
totally
safe.
Agree to that. Right. I love hanging out with you guys. Thanks a lot.
Of course, man.
Thank you.
Triple play.
Okay.
Love that, man.
Bye, Sam.
Love you, Sam.
See you guys. Love you too.
I love Sam Swan.
Yeah, we know.
Sorry, guys.
Well, it had to be done. I know. It had to be done.
Woo!
But let's keep the baseball talk to under 1 minute.
Sometimes my gosh.
You just got to kiss the rain, guys. It's hard here in New Mexico.
Whatever, dude. 108 years since the Cubbies have won a World Series. I feel like there are people that care.
That conversation felt like 108 years.
I just got it. I just figured it out.
Talk to me.
You know whose favorite team is the Cubbies?
Whom?
Baxter.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
That's why.
Kiss the rain.
No, that
I didn't want to go there. That's why. Okay.
I didn't even remember that.
No, that's it.
And that has nothing to
do
with it.
That's also why you got a little like a little weird when I started talking about the Cowboys.
Are you trying to say that I still have issues with
him? Because
I
think it's because
I don't at all.
People still say that Baxter and I are one and the same, and so you're still trying to figure out whether or not we're different people.
Kiss the rain. When I first started here, I thought that you might be, but that is not even true at all.
Oh, thanks, buddy. I did see him recently and introduced myself to the friend that was with him and said, "Hey, man, my name's Steve-O. I'm on the Better Morning Show than him." It's the first thing I said. Uh-huh. And he goes, "Oh, wow, wow. I mean, I don't know about that.
And we're just, like, you know what? Hey, Starmy, listen.
Yeah, we both work at the exact same time, so nobody actually listens to either show.
Okay, yes, they do.
Guys, somebody is asking us not to glamorize the clown stuff.
I just read that. There's someone's... So are they saying for me not to play the sound effects?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
I tried to ask him about it, and they said... They said they don't want to glamorize it or give it any airtime. Also, I'm out now. I'm at work.
I'm very confused by that, because it sounds like that they want me to.
No, it says whenever you talk about creepy clown updates, it's imperative that you don't use your special sound effects.
No, but it says that he has his special effects sound. It doesn't say don't. It says it's imperative that he has his special effects.
They said it's getting really weird out there, and I had my own creepy clown sighting this weekend as I was walking my dog. I was ready to punch that clown who had an angry face clown mask and was holding what seemed to be a metal blade on his right hand. The sort of stuff is getting so bad, it seems clown sightings hysteria in the U.S. has reached fever pitch. This sort of prank is starting to turn dangerous into these clown wannabes. It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Wait, is that a threat?
So they don't want us to...
Is that a threat?
No, they don't want us to glamorize the clown.
I will say this.
I agree. No, they say it. We're trying to like make light of it as if it's not a scary thing.
No,
it's
we're
very
not.
Very scary.
Oh my gosh, it's a clown! Ah!
Dex, you're borderline, bud. You're borderline.
I agree with what this person's saying, though. If a clown... If I'm like walking my dog and a clown's at the end of the street... I don't know that I'd back down from the clown. All right?
What?
It's my new t-shirt slogan.
Don't back down from the clown.
No. Yeah.
Back down.
I'd be like, listen, Punchy.
Punchy?
You might think this is a cute little thing. Turns out he's a 16-year-old with a pocket knife. Homie's going to get punched.
Yeah. Homie getting punched.
You guys remember Homie the Clown?
Yeah.
He don't mess around? Even when the man tried to keep him down?
Is that a rap song?
Wow. Damon Wayans and Living Color.
Mm-hmm.
1991. My name is Jeff, and I'm a clown. I don't know why Jeff's a clown.
You know what we need? We need people to realize. We're not glamorizing the clown thing. It's ridiculous.
What? Dude, that clown is so fast.
He just in and out, man. In and out. Okay.
It is a little terrifying.
It is.
It happened in my neighborhood, man. And so I've been pretty on guard around the house, like in my neighborhood as I'm coming home, like looking for a clown.
Yeah.
Like not even joking, looking, because I don't know.
Yeah,
especially if I'm in my car.
Every time I come to work in the morning, that's the first thing I look for.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. I turn the bright lights on when I roll up in the parking lot, and I got my foot on the gas pedal ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm taking a clown out.
You're taking that clown out.
You're not clowning around.
No, I'm not clowning around. I'll send that clown to clown heaven or clown hell.
Wow.
If they mess with me.
Oh, man.
I mean, we briefly talked about this on Friday. There's a Batman, no joke, in the UK, and he's taking out these clowns.
Which, by the way, somebody on the live line chimed in about the other listener who's frustrated that we're talking about the clown things and said, that guy's just a hipster clown. He's just trying to keep it from being mainstream.
Oh, gosh.
In the UK, a dude is frustrated because these children are getting scared over all these clowns. And so they decided, hey, let's do something about it. So him and some friends who cosplay as superheroes decided to patrol the streets dressed up like heroes to take down the clowns.
And I believe this is Batman talking about it.
To all the little kids that's been scared and affected by these clowns, you don't need to worry anymore. Batman's taking care of it.
I'm sorry, what?
And as for you clowns,
yeah,
if you want to scare someone, why don't you try and scare me?
Oh, what?
And Holly, and Phil, thank you for your invite to your show.
What?
Who are? Unfortunately, Holly? I'm extremely busy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, you're welcome.
That's Batman. He's just hanging out in the UK, taking care of the clown problem. We need you here. We need you here stateside.
Get over here.
Because it's crazy right now.
Yes.
And any of you little kids out there that they're planning on doing something like this, no joke, my daughter went to a show choir thing this weekend. She spent the night at some show choir camp. And guess what happened? They saw a creepy clown.
Really?
Just one of the students decided to dress up as a clown.
This is my honest to God fear, that sometime in the next few days or weeks, we will get a story across the wire of a kid getting shot.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Somebody getting shot, and it's going to turn out it's like some stupid kid who was trying to like be funny and pull a clown prank, and some concealed carry dude shot him.
Yeah, guys, for real.
He had a knife, and I felt threatened.
I was very joking about hitting a clown with
my obviously.
Car. But the thing is, I do think these kids need to get arrested or something like that. They need to have some kind of recourse for their actions.
Well, if they're walking around with machetes.
Yeah, don't shoot somebody. Don't hit them with your car. Don't kill somebody. Please don't do that.
Yeah. Because honestly, though, it could go either way with either the clown getting shot or what if one of these clowns isn't messing around?
Yeah.
You laugh, Steve-O.
It's laughing because you rhymed.
You rhymed. Every time we talk about clowns, we rhyme. It's like...
So every time we talk about clowns...
We like can't let the clown keep us down! All right?
I ain't messing around!
No more!
We're trying to convey smiles and not frowns!
This is impossible.
All these ridiculous clowns.
Well, it's terrifying. They're in our town!
As far as dumb jokes go, you wear the crown.
Oh man, gosh, all Friday.
It's not Friday.
I know. It's too good.
I'm from the I Wish a Clown Wounds.
All right, guys.
What?
Let's do this.
That's a text.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is, start reading.
Here's the headline. A guy breaks into a house to rescue a dog from a fire. A 43-year-old guy named Michael Orchard from Half Moon, New York, finally got the unexpected call to be a hero on Thursday night. You see, his neighbor's house was on fire, so he drove his car through their fence, kicked in the door, ran inside, grabbed their dog, and managed to get outside safely.
Wow.
There was just one problem. There was no fire, and Michael was on a mix of LSD and cough syrup. And he was hallucinating.
What?
So basically, he just destroyed his neighbor's fence, his door... kidnapped their dog for no particular reason. He's been charged with burglary, criminal mischief. Let me copy and paste this and put this in the whiskey tango.
Yeah, I'm like,
I probably
should
have proofread this.
That
one.
Is not good news.
Not good news at all. Okay.
That story sounds like some of the texts we get on our live line.
Oh, gosh.
Move down here.
That hurt my tummy.
There you go.
That was hilarious.
Oh, man.
Gosh, that is awful.
It is awful.
Yeah.
There's really no... So what do you... Okay. Real question, all right? Real question.
No.
Your neighbor is tripping on a mix of LSD and cough syrup. Hallucinating. Mm-hmm. He busts through your gate, rips the door down, to save the dog.
He's got that tweaker strength.
What do you like, do? Are you mad that he just did that, or are you stoked that your neighbor cared enough about your dog and his fantasy brain?
I think you gotta say, hey,
you
dude.
Know what I mean? It's like, gosh, I want to be so upset because you just destroyed my property, but man, in your own fantastical world, you're a hero.
Well, sure. Now, guys, let's back up. Let's back up the fun train, okay? Back it up.
Okay.
This guy... he was mixing LSD and cough syrup, so he was hallucinating. That's sad, yeah. Right there. Let's just call it out. That's very sad. Why was this guy doing that?
He's an idiot.
He's an idiot. He's got a problem. Could possibly be an addiction.
Yeah, or maybe he's just suffering through something and was wanting an escape.
Exactly. You know? This guy's been charged with burglary and criminal mischief. So he's in jail. This guy is not going to see the light of day ever again. He'll be locked in prison for the rest of his life because he decided to do drugs. That is the important message I would like to get out there.
You really think he's going to be locked up forever?
And he will be in drugs. That's what, one time.
What?
You go to save someone's dog from a fire.
Yeah.
But you know what? Wasn't real. Drugs are bad.
Thanks, Dex.
Bring it back, Steve-O.
Bring it back.
Steve-O?
I got nothing for Bring you, it man. Back. I just...
Wow. We're almost there. Come on.
Lots of stuff.
I got nothing.
Lots.
Got nothing. There was literally, I'm trying to think of like the silver lining. And unless it's the, I would love to hear from the neighbor who forgave him somehow or did something amazing out of the story. Because at this point, it's just a dude on drugs who demolished his neighbor's house to save the dog that wasn't in danger.
Because he's on drugs.
The musical.
Guys, I'm sorry I didn't proofread. I'm very embarrassed.
That was a terrible,
I saw the headline, guy breaks in the house to rescue dog from fire. They could have gave me a little more in the headline, but that's all I got.
And here's the twist. Yeah. He was on drugs. There was no fire. There wasn't a dog. This story isn't real, and you are not either. Poof! Everything's gone. You're asleep.
Here's the trooper talking about the guy who broke into the house to rescue the dog.
He believed that the residence was on fire and he was rescuing the dog. He drove over yards and through the fence, and at no point was he on the roadway, nor were any illegal substances found in his possession.
Okay. Thank you, Trooper. Trooper Mark Capel. I don't know where we go from here.
I think we go to break. From
yeah,
here.
Dude.
I'm trying to.
You need
bring
to
it
rethink
back.
Everything.
Go to break.
I'm trying to.
Go to break.
I can't. I can't just go to break. I won't feel like we accomplished anything.
I'm going to break.
Steve-O.
No, you already did. The drugs are bad. Okay.
Yeah, but that wasn't really.
No,
that wasn't,
that's real. A dude.
But you laughed at
broke
me.
Through his neighbor's fence.
But you laughed
and
at
kicked
me.
Down a door because he thought a house was on fire because he was on drugs. Are you kidding me? Looking for an escape. Now he's got a giant dose of reality because he's going to jail.
I need you to go on break.
All right, I'm satisfied with that. Thank you.
I literally just repeated what you said 2 minutes ago.
Gosh, what are you thinking, man?
All right, we got to go to break. Let's see. We'll finish up some headlines. 5 tips to survive a politically divided household. This morning we talked to Linja Heitzig about this. She had some good advice. We'll share some of that when we come back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
An attack on a local Republican headquarters in North Carolina.
According to state GOP officials, the explosion caused major damage inside the Hillsborough, North Carolina office. Outside, a threat was scrawled on a building nearby, saying Nazi Republicans, leave town or else.
Battleground tracker poll shows Hillary Clinton with momentum in places that may decide the election. Now a 6-point lead in battleground states. Women voters the reason her support is up 10 points in those states.
More emails damaging the Clinton campaign have been released by WikiLeaks.
Former acting CIA director Mike Morrell, a Hillary Clinton supporter, says he's worried about the alleged involvement of the Russians in throwing the election for Donald Trump.
I cannot remember a single time in American history where the American government has accused another government of trying to interfere in our election.
The former acting CIA director was quoting the intelligence community, which has said the Russians are trying to disrupt the U.S. election. The Justice Department is said to be investigating.
Pope Francis has canonized 7 new saints.
I know just where to take you when we see a show. The horror picture movie is the place to go. You wrap your arms around me when the show begins, because it scares you right out of your bobby pins. We do the Frankenstein rock. We do the Frankenstein rock.
You're just ready, man.
Frankentune will be back sometime this week.
The only time I ever get to hold your time. Hold Frankie so tremendous.
938, good morning.
High today of 84 degrees. Keeps going up, man.
There's not many places in the country where you have like a 40-something degree difference between the morning and the afternoon. That's insane. No accidents or anything to report right now on the roads. You guys are doing a great job. Blah, blah, blah. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
585 live. Shoot us a text.
585 give.
Well, we're in the middle of this most contentious election ever.
Oh, yeah.
And if you live with someone who's supporting a different candidate, things have gotten pretty tense. Here's 5 tips to survive.
Hey!
5 tips to survive until November 8th, because it's almost here. It's almost here, guys.
Wow.
All right. Let's start out with this one.
No.
Agree to disagree. Lenya Heitzik was on the show this morning, and we brought up this question to her.
She was so great.
And she said the same thing. Agree to disagree. You know?
You just someone
has to be the hero and step in and say, listen, let's stop. Maybe we shouldn't be talking about this.
Yeah.
You know? Don't continue to let it escalate into something that's going to be awful. Punching, throwing things.
That goes with so many things in
marriage.
Maybe
you put on a clown mask and go outside out of frustration.
No, let's not go there. Agree to disagree. All right. Number 4, have fun with it, guys. It's all about having fun. Just have fun.
Just with the election?
Fun.
Just love it.
Have a sense of humor.
Just have a blast.
Put
it's
on
hilarious.
A Trump or Clinton mask and go out and have fun.
Oh, okay.
Put that bumper sticker on your car.
What?
You know?
It's getting so weird, man.
Number 3, don't take it personally. How many of us out there take it so personal?
Mm.
If someone doesn't share your opinion, it doesn't mean they don't respect you.
Yeah. It might.
No.
Oh.
It might.
I mean, I'm just saying, if we're being honest.
If we're being honest.
We're counting down the 5 tips to survive a politically divided household. Number 2, leave the debates to TV.
Mm.
It's okay to talk about your beliefs. Don't make it your goal to change someone's mind.
I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
Number 1. You guys writing these down?
Kind of.
No.
Let me start over. Okay. Number 5. Agree to disagree. Number 1, remember that what happens in your house is more important than who gets voted into the White House.
Yeah, man.
We're going to have someone new in office every 4 or 8 years, so it's not worth throwing away lifelong friendships and relationships.
Right. Mm.
Give me a break, people. Mm. It's ridiculous.
It is.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
This whole Facebook thing is ridiculous. And if it bothers you, just don't read them. Move on. People get just so worked up over it. Don't engage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't engage. No. Don't engage. So there you go. There's some tips to survive this politically divided household.
It's good, man.
So many of us out there are dealing with this.
Solid tips.
It's a crazy, crazy election year. We've never seen anything like it. And good luck to you. That's all I have to say.
Number six. Did you read that? Did you read that on the live line, Steve-O?
Uh-uh.
Number six, build a wall.
Okay.
That's not number six.
An emotional wall.
That's not.
That's not number six.
I love the Starmy, man.
That's not.
So witty, you guys.
Guys, I really feel like I need to redeem myself with another good news story.
Oh, wait. Did you pre-read yet?
Well, no, but I'm pretty sure this one's good.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is
I'm Batman.
Here's the headline. A guy couldn't reach his grandmother after Hurricane Matthew, so he ordered her a pizza.
Beautiful.
Huh?
Let me tell you all about it. There's an 87-year-old woman named Claire in Palm Coast, Florida. It got hit pretty hard by Hurricane Matthew.
It really did.
And 2 days after it tore through there, her family still couldn't get in touch with her. Apparently her phone was still out and the cops were too overwhelmed to go make sure she was okay. So her grandson, Eric, came up with this brilliant solution.
What's that?
Well, he lives in Nebraska.
Yeah.
So he decided to order her a pizza from her local Papa John's. He did it online, and in the notes, he told them to call his cell phone when they got there. The delivery driver was a guy named Lance. He said he figured they probably had dogs or something, and that's why they wanted him to call before he knocked. But Eric picked up, got with Lance, and asked if his grandmother was okay. So Lance knocked. Turned out, she was fine.
Awesome.
She was just confused because she hadn't ordered a pizza. Lance says the expression on her face when she found out her grandson was on the phone was better than any tip he's ever gotten. And she says the pepperoni pizza Eric got her was great. How cool is that?
That's actually a really cool story.
Here's the pizza delivery driver talking about it.
They sure do order pizza after a hurricane. The way that he answered the phone, is she there? Is she okay? It sounded like he was worried.
He knocked on the door. He said, deliver. I said, I didn't order anything. He agreed. He said, your grandson did. Grandma, I haven't talked to you in 2 days. I got worried about you. You must be hungry by now.
Her expression was just priceless. The way that she was like, whoa.
Beautiful.
That was really sweet.
That was beautiful.
What a good grandson.
I've got a great story for Steve-O I'd like to highlight over here.
Yeah.
Luke Perry's AARP cover means that you are old, Steve-O.
Oh, no.
Luke Perry recently turned 50 years old.
No!
Steve-O.
Dylan!
Are you Dylan kidding? McKay from BH90210.
Oh, my gosh.
Half a century old.
No!
AARP magazine cover star.
Wow.
Luke Perry.
I don't know how to
feel, How old was
man.
He when he did 90210? Like 32?
Actually, I know he was older.
He was 24 when the show premiered in 1990.
Wow.
Yeah, 24.
Which was crazy considering it was about high school students.
Yeah, he well, loved
how,
them high school
That's how it's
chicks.
Always been, dude.
That's like Dawson's Creek.
People, I remember when I was a kid and I found out that the Saved by the Bell people were in their 20s.
Yeah.
And they were playing. I was like, ah! But then I was like, thank you, it makes sense, because I do not look like that. I am 15. Mm-hmm.
Dude, he's also someone, you know, he was 24 when he finally got this gig. He auditioned for 215 acting jobs in New York before finally scoring his first TV commercial.
Yeah.
What? Like, he never gave up. Luke Perry, man.
Luke Perry is an amazing hero.
That's what
AARP
I hear.
AARP magazine.
I heard that. I don't know.
When you used to write letters to Luke Perry, fan letters, because when the Pony Express would deliver them when you were both children, and you would write him letters with a calligraphy style writing, You would dip your feather pen into a bottle of ink, Steve-O, and you would have to take your wig off because it was so sweaty. And there was no air conditioner in colonial times. And you would write Luke Perry, and you would say, I love your show. It's Beverly Hills 90210. I've written you a small bit of prose, and this is the way that it goes.
What is happening?
Oh, Luke Perry, I love your eyes. I know it's weird because we're both guys, but I, Steve-O Jeter, am your biggest fan. Please reply to me whenever you can. Here's my address.
Wow,
also, a lock of my hair. And that's what you would do. You would do that on a daily basis.
You I don't know if I'm like mad letters. Or just impressed that you made that. That was phenomenal.
Thank you, guys.
That was beautiful.
I mean, when you have such heroes as Luke Perry, who was on Biker Mice from Mars, beautiful. I mean, come on, man. Ain't no one greater.
Hey, guys, you want to go to the Peach Pit after the show?
Oh, the Peach Pit! I mean...
By yourself, Kel?
No, I'm meeting someone. Nat, get me a shake, french fries, extra crispy. Ah!
Surrender!
Hi! Wow.
Oh, it's so good to see both of you in this place again. How's your brother?
Oh, Brandon is good. He told me to tell you that every single time he thinks of you, he craves a mega burger.
Oh, I made an impression.
The pit! Let's get back to the Peach Pit! Oh, man. So good.
Steve-O, when you drafted the first copy of the Constitution,
yeah,
what was it like outside?
I don't like you guys. I don't like you.
Hey, somebody on the live line just said, I wrote Tori Spelling and Brian Austin Green. I got signed postcards back from both
no
of them.
Way.
It was exciting. I feel you, Steve-O.
That's cool.
Okay, I did not send a letter to Luke Perry.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
I say goodbye to Huckleberry Finn and hello to California boys.
Wow. A surgeon in Massachusetts recently removed a kidney from the wrong patient because the guy he was supposed to operate on had the same name.
Whoa, dude.
Two guys in Canada tried to switch seats to avoid a DUI earlier this month, but they were both over the legal limit.
Fail!
So they both got a DUI. Good job, fellas. Thinking on the quick there. There is a matador in Spain who lost an eye 5 years ago when he got gored by a bull.
Oh, gosh.
And yesterday, or this weekend, he was gored again in the same eye.
Fail!
I saw the pictures.
He survived. An eye for an eye, and again, said the bull.
Wait, what?
Moving on. A guy in Russia recently called the cops on his wife because she wanted to raise their children as vegetarians.
You know, that might be an emergency. Might be.
Might be an emergency. Over the weekend, a viral video went viral because that's what they do. But it was a video of a great white shark getting into a shark cage.
Yeah.
And that thing went nuts, and then it flips out of there, and then a diver emerges from the bottom of the cage,
yeah,
visibly shaken.
Yeah, so this diver was just hanging in a shark cage watching these great whites. The great white busts in. Somehow the guy gets out of the cage, but in the video, all you could see is everybody up on top of the boat, and they're in panic mode, thinking, oh my gosh. Because then when the shark came up and you saw blood all over it, you're thinking,
Is he dead?
Did he just kill
that
guy?
But I think the shark, it was either the bait that the shark ate.
Yeah, it got injured.
It was just blood, or the shark itself got injured.
Crazy video.
I know what you guys were thinking. I was thinking the same thing. That poor shark, is it okay?
Oh, man, nobody was thinking that.
I've got some random facts for Monday that we have got to get to because I have an intro for it.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, bah!
Football got a chance to be in the Olympics when it was added as a demonstration sport at the 1932 games in Los Angeles. But it bombed. Never been considered again.
Yeah.
America's pastime.
No, it
is. It's a shame. The first phone book was published in 1878 in New Haven, Connecticut. It didn't have phone numbers, just a list of subscribers, and you'd call the operator and just ask to be connected to one of them.
Huh.
Operator? Yes. Connect me to Roy Townsend, please.
Ah, oh, sir.
I've got to discuss some things about the post. Jethro Tull was a real, actual person. He was a British agricultural pioneer in 1700.
Not.
Or in the 1700s. The band picked the name when a guy at their booking agency suggested it because he was a big history buff. Somehow the name stuck. And now we have the band Jethro Tull. The single American Idiot by Green Day only made it to number 61 on the Billboard chart in America, but it was a top 5 song in Canada, the UK, South Africa, and New Zealand. It's almost like they're trying to tell us something.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4!
Random
Facts.
Love it.
Did you guys hear Randy Travis sing Amazing Grace this weekend?
What did he sing at the
He sang it like this.
My love is deeper than the heart.
No, remember back in 2013, he had a stroke.
Than the river,
so he hasn't, like, done anything. But he was honored this weekend, being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, and he got up there and sang Amazing Grace.
Really?
I don't know if I want to hear it. I may cry.
How did he do?
I don't know.
Play it.
Oh.
We'll do it live!
Okay.
Name is Randy and I'm gone.
Stop it. This is not. Me.
I think you'll know it because Amazing Grace is the name of the tune. Had a medical episode a few years ago. But they still let me sing even though it's a bit slurred and kind of slow. I'm singing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound.
Stop mocking Randy Travis!
Oh man, that was so funny.
He was, dude, when I was a little kid, I saw him in concert with Alan Jackson here at the Pit, and I love that.
Really? Could you play my theme music again?
Do not.
Just one more time.
Dexter, do not press play on that. Oh gosh, I hate
Hello,
you.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Randy Travis. I got a fan out there. His name is Steve O'Gier. This song is dedicated to him.
Here we go.
Got a little friend in the ABQ, and his name is Steve O, and this is his tune.
You are so stupid.
You're as old as dirt. Now your son's 13 and your whole body hurts. Get back to the gym.
All right, I'll quit. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Gosh.
I really want to hear Randy Travis.
Me too.
What the heck?
Well, here, turn the music back on.
No, dude.
Is this it right here?
Do not. Oh,
hello, everybody. I got a song to sing for all of you. I hope you enjoy it.
I'll quit. I don't want to do it again. Can we actually hear it? Is there
know.
A way to listen to it anyway? Yeah, the top one. Go up! Oh,
I got
gosh.
It right here. I got it right here. Is this it?
I am a little nervous about it.
Yeah, that was it.
I got a lot of respect
Maybe you could just
for Randy
press play.
Travis, as you can tell from my songs that I attributed it
to. Oh, man, my stomach hurts.
Why?
Stupid.
That wasn't even funny.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, man.
Oh. Slow motion theater, maybe?
We're just, it's buffering.
Just, we're buffering. We're at about 86% on the buffer.
I don't think this is a, why isn't there just a YouTube video?
Yeah, it's got to be up, go, right there.
Okay, that's not a YouTube video.
No, but it was like.
This one?
I don't know.
There it is, buffering.
What happened to it?
God will help you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. That saved a wretch like me.
I mean, come on.
Wow. I lost, but now I'm found. A rock that binds. Yeah. Man, you jerks.
I sounded just like him. I sounded just like him. That was unbelievable. I know what you guys are thinking. Fantastic. You're like, how did he do that? I don't know.
I've seen Randy Travis a couple times, and man, that's very sad.
I know. He suffered a stroke in 2013, and it's been a long, long road to recovery since then. He's had numerous procedures, surgeries to save his life. He was in a hospital stay for 6 months after a viral infection caused the stroke. But he was nominated and inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame this weekend. He sang Amazing Grace, and his wife said he stared death in the face, but death blinked. Today, God's proof of a miracle stands before you.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to throw something.
Don't throw it. I can't catch it.
We're done with the show today. Hit the podcast. It'll be up here in a little bit. iTunes, Google Play, or star88.fm. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.
Starmy, welcome to our podcast.
Woo! Thank you so much for downloading it. You're amazing.
We would like to talk just for a moment about Bear Canyon CrossFit.
Mm-hmm. They've officially sponsored our podcast.
Yeah, amazing. Shout out.
Thank you, Bear Canyon CrossFit. They're up on Eubank and Osuna. And if you're looking to maybe shred the weight, the fat like me, well, you need to hit Bear Canyon CrossFit.
Dex, you're looking great today.
You are looking pretty good.
You look like you've lost like 1,000 pounds.
I did. 1,005 pounds.
1,005 pounds. That's good. That's got to be a record.
Yeah, well,
got to be a record.
Not true at all. It's worth the money that you're going to invest. $115 a month, unlimited CrossFit with a 12-month contract.
I like that. And, of course, we're all there at Bear Canyon doing it ourselves. I mean, I'm not needing to lose any pounds. But it is actually making me eat healthier, so my diet's improved, my sleep regimen has improved, and my mental well-being has improved just by working out.
Bear Canyon CrossFit, Eubank and Osuna.
BearCanyonCrossFit.com. You can sign up for your free first class. There you go.